The following is a fan-based podcast, and in no way reflects the views of Nintendo. The Legend of Zelda and all related games are the property of Nintendo. Thank you for supporting the Iron Boots Deep Dive Podcast. Hello, Koroks. Welcome to Iron Boots Deep Dive, transcending history and the world, a tale of souls and swords eternally retold. I'm your host, Justin, and I'm joined by my co-host. His courage and faith are his greatest weapons, Alex!
Souls!
Yes! Oh my gosh.
Like any good Triforce, we need a third person. We've got a soul of madness, hones his blade. Please welcome Calvin!
Happy to be the awesome. Third wheel.
were those like descriptions from characters?
Those are quotes from the narrator that are like in regards to different characters.
Yeah, which
so
characters?
Yours was
Link.
Alex, yours was Link. Yeah. Calvin's, yours was Raphael.
I didn't even realize that.
And you used Raphael in the game.
Yeah, Raphael's right. My. I mean, we'll get to this, but Raphael's my main, and Calvin is
your
Calvin's
guy.
Main. But,
well, yeah,
oh, both,
main,
both
but
of you guys.
But I'm better with him because you're not.
Calvin's really. Better at the game. That's why
he's a sweat.
It doesn't really matter.
It's not sweat.
Okay. That's what the kids are saying these days, right?
They are in Fortnite. When I play Fortnite, they are all the sweats.
Right.
Yeah. So, hey, Calvin, thanks for coming on. It's nice to have you here.
Happy to be here, folks.
So, yeah, I'm glad. Obviously, we're glad. Glad to be here. I'm kind of glad,
you know.
Yeah. Before we,
I can hop off if you're not that happy.
No, please, please.
I want you here.
We need friends.
This episode will suck without you. I guarantee it.
Justin, just throwing me under the bus.
No, I'm throwing me and you under
FYI,
the bus.
FYI, I'm so stupid.
I'm so dumb.
I need you because I just cannot produce any words if you're not here. Please. This is slightly off topic from our normal bit. So
already,
I got nothing.
All right,
we
Alex,
you're telling
before.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, go
Alex,
ahead.
Alex, Calvin, what are you guys up to? What's been going on?
I've got a headache. I don't know why.
Do you really right now?
Is it me?
Yes, I really do have a headache. I didn't just make that up. I mean,
is it Justin?
I would make it up, but I am not making it up.
Right.
Is it your dog?
No, it's a literal headache.
Oh, that's right. You have a dog.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Nice.
She will not be appearing.
Oh,
good. She's loud.
Oh, I see.
I mean, she might appear from downstairs if she barks really loud.
After we finish the recording, we can see, maybe.
Depends what time it is.
Okay. Sorry I have a headache, Calvin.
Yeah, it sucks.
I also thought it would be funny to mention that because it's a non sequitur.
Oh. You been playing any fun games or anything recently besides Soul Calibur?
Games I've been playing recently. So I was playing, obviously, Soul Calibur 2 recently because I wanted to remember anything about it.
Right.
I was playing it earlier today at our parents' house because you brought it over.
Oh, were you guys both playing it?
Yeah, I sent you a picture.
Yeah, I
know. I wasn't sure if that almost looked like your apartment. No?
It looked like a room.
Okay.
It looked like a room with video games in it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that was
I beat
the living room.
Beat him pretty bad.
Yeah.
But besides that, what else? I've been playing Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Oh, sick.
Not the new one that came out, but the old new one.
Wait, it's called Yakuza Like a Dragon?
So there's Yakuza, the series.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of numbered ones
and
some other ones.
I know.
And then Yakuza Like a Dragon. This is a colon in that. And then there's another one.
Yes.
The new one. It's just called Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth.
Oh, okay.
And they were like renamed it because the original series name in Japan was Like a Dragon, but then they changed it to Yakuza because they were like, North American audiences are going to not know what this is. So we're going to call it Yakuza because the characters are Yakuza. And then
they do that all the time.
And then it's like weird. 15 years later, they're like, can we change it back to the original thing? Because we're kind of not even doing
I see.
Stuff anymore.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Anyway,
I've heard good things about it. Yakuza.
Those games are crazy looking. I've never played them. Yeah. I've seen enough about them through speed runs and Donkey videos and whatever.
Oh, yeah, I bet Donkey did.
I don't know. It's just like normal. Just like you're a normal guy walking around doing normal things. I mean, yeah, obviously you're involved in gang activity, but just like normal stuff.
What?
Normal gangs in Hawaii. Well,
yeah. Cool.
Speaking of normal stuff, Soul Calibur 2 is extremely normal. Everything that happens is just like real life.
I don't know about that.
Just like real life.
There are some really, really cool, interesting characters in this game.
Oh, for sure.
But Alex,
what's been going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
So I should update Calvin. And Justin's probably told you, but I've been like obsessed with Dark Souls.
More like Dork Souls.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe continue. He hasn't told you this.
Calvin's a big Dark Souls fan. Dark Souls fan.
Yeah, I know. I had never played it.
I can very easily connect Dark Souls and Soul Calibur and Legend of Zelda.
I know. It,
by the way. Now that you have brought it up, I will.
I know. It's like, yeah. It's very cool and interesting. But so I love it. I'm decent. I don't, you know, I'm not. I'm probably not as good as you.
Which Dark Souls are you playing?
Just remastered. Okay, just Dark Souls 1 remastered. There's
a
lot of them.
Have you beaten it?
Have
you beaten it?
I'm on the final boss, Gwen, Fire Lord.
Did you do the expansion
first? Fire Lord.
Lord of Cinder.
Yes, I did. Lord of Cinder. Thank you. Yeah. That's what I was trying to think of.
Did you do the expansion first?
Yeah, I beat Manus.
Okay. Did you beat Calamite?
Who is that? Oh, the dragon.
The dragon.
So I didn't know you could actually fight him.
Technically optional.
But well, I should go back and do that.
That is probably the hardest boss, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gwyn is just kind of tricky, but it's not that difficult because Gwyn, you can just parry him.
I know. Once I figure, I just have to figure it. Well, I'm not just good at parrying. That's the thing.
Oh, well, then you're not actually good at the game is what you're telling me. Because if you're not
I can
good
roll.
At parrying,
I can roll.
At what speed do you roll?
Well, see, Calvin doesn't listen to the show. He doesn't know the.
What do you mean?
He doesn't know the history
speed?
Of.
There are there are multiple speeds at which one can roll in Dark Souls, and
really,
I
didn't even know that.
Well,
if
you're wearing tons of armor, you roll slow.
No.
And if
I have Havel's ring.
Uh huh. But what are you wearing?
I'm just wearing the elite knight armor.
Okay, so you're slow rolling, probably mid rolling.
Okay. Yeah, probably mid rolling because that armor isn't super heavy.
Wow.
But. Anyways,
I am judging you.
I'm having a
good.
I don't know if that came across on my tone or not, but I mean,
no.
Really
I'm very happy
on there.
I'm very happy about this.
what kind of
I know
what
it's
kind
like,
of build are you that you're rocking right now? What kind of build?
Dexterity. Well, actually, so early in the game, I was mainly like doing endurance and vitality.
Okay, that's what you should be doing once you already know how to play the game, because the other stats let you like kill stuff easier.
Well,
and that one,
yeah, like
that one's like for memes, which I have done. I've done a character that was just
memes.
I didn't level anything but vitality. It was amazing. It was so amazing because I would do PvP online
awesome.
And literally people would hit me like five times with like
these,
with like chaos plus five Swyhander. I'm like still going.
Yeah,
just
that's
like,
great.
Just like, they're like, wait, I thought
oh
he was
my God.
Dead.
That's amazing, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's only possible if you're like, all your damage stats come from the weapon itself and not from scaling with one of the other.
Yeah,
stats,
so
like strength or dex.
Once I got that Black Knight Greatsword, like I've just been using that because it's so powerful.
The Greatsword?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Not the. Halberd, or what is it? There's like a Black Knight halberd. There's a Black Knight.
It's like one of each of the major weapon categories.
Yeah, I don't know. The great sword is just great. So,
all right, not to be too much of a stick
I know.
In the mud, but
no, you're good.
Don't worry.
I need
we'll
to finish
Dark,
though. I need
we'll
to
talk about Dark Souls later because it does connect back to Soul Calibur.
Sure, this is literally the fifth episode almost in a row we've talked about
Dark
Souls.
And I've almost
Dave, has anybody given him as much guff as I have, or
has Dave
like,
has given him quite a bit of guff.
A little
Dave
bit, not as much as Calvin.
Thanks,
Dave.
I think.
That's because Dave is probably not as good at the game as me either. So
I also
wow,
want to say,
challenge.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It doesn't,
okay.
It doesn't matter. I've already beat the game like a couple dozen times.
Oh, yeah, perfect. That's awesome.
But I haven't beaten Dark Souls 3 a single time.
Really? Well, I've heard that one's harder.
I just
heard it's
playing
harder.
The first. Well, the first one, it's different because the first one, the mechanics are.
Did you play Demon's Souls too?
A little bit, but it's...
Because I remember watching you play part of it, part of one of those games back when they were like out, like 2013 or whatever.
It's probably.
And I don't know if it was Demon's Souls or Dark Souls.
It's probably Dark Souls because Dark Souls came out in 2012. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Justin would like us to move on to the next section.
Yeah, we need it. Well,
thank you for catching us up, Alex.
Yeah, thanks. And I'm I'm also obsessed with Lord of the Rings right now. I've been like listening just to the movies while I work.
Oh wow.
Yeah, just the movies.
Just listening.
This is an overlap with Calvin. So Calvin, when we were growing up, by the way, Calvin's my brother. I don't think I said that.
I think you did.
Maybe.
But when we were growing up, I remember Calvin watched all the Lord of the Rings movies, like, all the time, watched every single commentary.
Yeah, more importantly than watching all of the films, like, obsessively, I would also watch the appendices, the, like, behind-the-scenes documentary that they made.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
because they're longer than the movies, I've seen, you wouldn't think it was possible, but I'm pretty sure I've seen the appendices a number of times greater than I've seen the films.
Really? That's impressive.
Even though
that's
harder to do because it's longer.
That's crazy.
Or I'm just
that
like,
stuff is really
or I'm just
good, though.
You know, remembering from like child delusion brain, just like
you did. Yeah. How old were you when that happened? You were in like middle school, right?
I was probably like 10 or 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
That stuff is so good though, and so interesting.
Yeah, man. Movies. Cool. You ever seen a movie before?
What's a movie?
No, I meant
it's like if a video game you didn't have control of it.
Why would anyone want that?
Well, see, it's interesting because you're like, if I was this character, I'd be making this decision, and then they don't do that. And you're like, whoa, I wonder what's going to happen when they made the bad decision.
So it's like if they made
and they don't just like immediately
2 hour
you know, die.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking
like 2 hour cutscene.
Shit, that's funny.
Dang.
Speaking of GameCube games, though, Do you guys remember when, like Lord of the Rings, the Third Age video game came out, and it was
like
it was like a new thing. I remember those games too that Dave plays, like he talks about those. But there was a new one that had come out on a GameCube called the Third Age, and we were like, oh my god, it's a new Lord of the Rings game. And it was like it was like a Final Fantasy type role RPG, you know, JRPG.
This doesn't sound familiar to me.
I know, and we were like, oh, because we had never played a JRPG, we didn't know. We hated it. We were
like
oh, this sucks.
It was like turn-based or something?
Yeah, I said...
Yeah, and like the Balrog was on the cover, and we were like, oh, this looks so great. And then we booted up, and it was like, oh.
Oh, no. It's
dang.
Unfamiliar and boring.
Yeah. No, I mean, now I would probably like it, actually. But
maybe.
Back then, it was like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah, I mean, back then, I also liked to put just plain butter on a piece of white toast and smother it with sugar and just eat
that. And you guys never had orange juice at your house either, just milk.
Not really.
Really?
Why are you saying that? Like that's weird.
Alex is like so disappointed that we never had
every
orange
time
juice
I come over to your guys' parents' house, it's like no
Alex,
orange juice.
Alex, do you want to know a secret fun fact about that?
Yeah.
Orange juice is expensive.
And there's a lot
orange
of sugar.
Orange juice is
in
quite
it.
Expensive, actually.
It is.
And there were six of us.
And there were six people
that's
in the
true.
House.
That's
you know,
true.
You know what's so cheap? You know what's so cheap because milk. The government pays for it is milk. Milk is very cheap.
Yeah,
so does
the government pays for it. Huh?
State, so.
The government does pay for it. We live in Wisconsin. I know. I know.
Justin, how have you been, by the way?
Oh, well, thank you for asking.
Oh wow,
I've been...
Do you have feelings? How are you feeling?
I've been doing well. My game that I've been obsessed with recently is this
what
game
is
called Baltaro. I believe that's the
what?
Name. I might be pronouncing it wrong. I found another
like
roguelike game.
Oh, Justin.
Hamtaro.
You said it
I don't
sounds
know
like the way you pronounced it sounds like Hamtaro.
I think Reba it's spelled Baltaro. Baltaro.
Huh.
I think.
Okay. Could be
Baltaro. Right.
Could be Baltaro if it's like taro root like the.
Oh, actually that makes more sense given that makes more sense because okay, so this game is a roguelike poker game.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's weird. You basically use poker hands to like beat blinds. You're not really playing poker, but using poker mechanics. And basically, it's also a deck builder because you're upgrading your cards by like you're making them like you have bonus cards or times two multipliers or whatever. And like you can use tarot cards in the game. So I think that's why I say Baltaro maybe makes more sense because there are tarot cards in the game.
Oh, well, I was thinking if there's no T at the end. Then it's a different tarot than the tarot.
Well,
you know, like
possibly.
The purple candy type stuff. It's a particular flavor that's popular in Southeast Asia.
T-A-R-O. Yes, I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I don't know.
I don't particularly like it, but anyway, it's perfect.
They have that at boba places a lot, don't they?
Yeah, that's one of the flavors.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, right.
This game has taken over my life in a bad way. I think I'm
why
over
am
the,
I not
I think
surprised,
I think I'm over that hump, but like, yeah, me getting way too involved in a roguelike, that's pretty normal for me. I really like it. It's good. It's also $15, so it's really cheap to.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've never got my money's worth. Yeah,
who makes
it? It's on. I don't know. It's on everything because it's basically like, you know, you can play poker like your phone. You can play it on anything. Like if you can play poker on a device, you can play this game because it's really low graphic.
Yeah.
My biggest complaint about the game is there's only like one track in the game. There's actually a little more than that.
Oh.
But
music?
Yeah. Music's getting a little repetitive, but
you know, you can just mute that and play whatever.
Well, I have done that, but more accurately, what I have been doing is just putting a bunch of wrestling on in the background. And
hey, you guys want to talk about pro wrestling for an hour instead?
Alex does not care about wrestling. This is a joke. He thinks it's stupid.
I like The Rock. I don't like John Cena. So, and that's about all. That's all my opinions on wrestling.
Yeah, we're not. So, Kawa, we should not get into it. I know you're giving him a stare down.
I can just see him.
I can see the wheels in his head spinning right now. Or he froze. Actually, I think he froze.
Oh, that would be bad. I think he did.
Keep it going. We'll see what's
going
on.
Oh, that's hilarious. Now, you know what? Let's take this opportunity to stop the recording.
Oh, there he is. He's on
frozen. Dude, you disappeared.
I know. I didn't stop recording, though. It's okay.
Good. That'll make editing easier. Yeah. So. Okay. I saw the wheels spinning in Cowan's head. Like, should I talk
about all
the
perfect
crazy
moment
stuff?
You froze at the perfect moment.
What was the last thing you actually heard me say?
I don't remember.
Well,
I was just talking about The Rock and John
Cena. Okay, so
like, I was saying like I like The Rock and I don't like John Cena, and then you were just like frozen there, like looking.
So what happened was I think I shook the desk violently enough that it disconnected. My Ethernet cable.
Ooh.
What I had actually said was loudly, do you guys want to talk about pro wrestling for an hour instead?
Yeah, we heard that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we
heard
that.
That's when I cut out. I did and then the
okay.
So you didn't hear me say
I'm pretty sure.
The Rock thing.
The Rock is involved in a storyline
now. I saw him do something recently. Yeah, I saw that.
This is the moment we need to decide if we're going to keep talking about it.
Ooh.
Just go for like 5 minutes.
No.
Because I saw that clip, Corey. I almost called you Corey.
Speaking of Corey, I was at the thing that you probably saw was a clip of The Rock beating the tar out of Cody Rhodes.
And there was
Monday
a bus.
Night Raw. And you know where I was? I was at that Monday Night Raw in Chicago.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because they did that, I had to walk an extra 30 minutes in the rain because they had closed off that exit from the building because that's where they were filming. So I just
got
wet.
Oh my god. So what is that? Let me fill me in. What's going on with that?
Oh boy.
Like, cuz I know he wasn't he's been done with the wrestling thing for a while and now he's heavily involved in the story now.
This is something you actually should talk with Corey about if you ever have him on, but cuz he's got a more encyclopedic recollection of all these things.
Do you want me to give the very brief summary?
Yeah, because what I saw was
the brief summary. You should watch WrestleMania with Justin next week. There you go.
We'll see.
I might be down to come.
It's Saturday and Sunday. It's 2 days.
Yeah, it's 2 nights.
Well, because I'm a fan of The Rock, so like that would be a reason for me to.
He's the bad guy right now.
Yeah.
He is the bad guy.
Oh, wait, he always was a heel, though, wasn't he?
A couple times he's not been, but he's usually the bad guy.
Recently.
Yeah. When he's most interesting, he's the bad guy.
Oh yeah. He joined the board that owns WWE.
Well, yeah, because wasn't there a whole scandal with what's his name?
Vince McMahon. Yeah.
The ongoing scandal of his existence.
Yeah. His sex crimes. So that's fine.
He's gone. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry.
He's out.
He's out for good now. Yeah.
He better be. Okay.
Right.
So basically, The Rock's a big heel and. Mm-hmm. It's very entertaining to watch, and that's cool.
That clip almost made it look like he was doing something illegal. Like
No.
Because he was like, the director said cut, and he was like, "F that." Or, sorry.
Well, it is what he said.
That's what he said. And,
There's They showed some of that on SmackDown where it was like after the camera okay. rolling, he kept doing some yeah. stuff. And then on I saw something on Instagram, The Rock posted like, oh, there's another angle where there's even more stuff that happened besides what they showed. Like what they did show was cut down from what happened. It's like maybe 30 seconds or a minute of stuff.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah, crazy.
I'm going to have to cut this off now. I think we've talked
about it's fine.
This is a Zelda.
Kind of exciting.
This is a Zelda podcast, which is why we're talking about Soul Calibur.
This is not
too.
A WWE podcast.
This is a Legend of Zelda podcast. And that is why today we will be discussing the video game from 2002, Soul Calibur 2.
Soul Calibur.
So starting off, Calvin, we ask all our guests when they come on release for the first time, what is your experience with The Legend of Zelda specifically? And we'll move on to Soul Calibur.
Specifically, I think the first Legend of Zelda game I actually beat by myself all the way was
let me guess. Minish Cap.
Yeah, the Minish Cap.
Okay.
The reason for that is because there's four of us siblings.
Yep.
And Corey's obsessive, and Justin's older. That means that, like, in a lot of cases, I just want to see the game get beaten because I'm a child. Yeah, I was like, I just want to see what happens at the end, right?
Yeah.
And I never put any time into actually beating any of these games on my own because, like, we have one TV, right? There's one TV to work with.
Total one system.
And the Minish Cap, I have my own Game Boy.
Yep.
And it was my game.
Oh, you okay? You did.
So nobody had the chance to. It doesn't matter. I already beat it.
Yeah. Okay.
But like, it was mine alone, so nobody was playing it for me to watch. I had the opportunity to actually just play it all the way through. I don't think I can remember anything specifically that happens in that besides you go small and the bad guy is not Ganon, which was confusing. I was like, who's this guy? Who's it? Vati?
Vati? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, and then Ganondorf shows up, right? What's going on? Because I'm like, when that game come out, I'm probably still like 10 years old.
I think it's 2003.
Where's Ganondorf? I didn't even really understand that, like, it before...
How old were you?
Ocarina of Time.
At that time?
I don't know.
If it was 2003, you could do some math.
2003, I would have been 9.
Okay.
At the oldest, I would have been 9.
That's how old I was when I played Ocarina of Time for the first time.
There you go.
That was my first Zelda game.
Because you're older than me. That's how time works.
Okay. Well,
I mean, just like, that's, all right. That makes sense.
I know. Yeah. It does.
But yeah, I remember playing the game, and that's... Like when I started to first even figure out how any of the lore fit together, just like, oh, the fact that this Link and this Zelda and this bad guy, this is not the same people from the other game, even though they have exactly the same name or it's set in the same place with a lot of the same names. I'm like, okay, so it's just like a story pattern sort of, or like the connection between the games isn't like super important to like understanding what it is that's happening inside the game as you're playing it, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
That's hard for a kid to understand.
Which I will connect back to Soul Calibur and also Dark Souls later.
No worries, man. You're good.
Because it is the same.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's kind of a funny coincidence, but yeah.
It's a coincidence, and we'll talk about it when we get to it.
Right. Yeah. What's your favorite Zelda game? Is it Minish Cap?
Mm.
No, I don't even know if I like that one particularly much. I just say that's the first one that I beat. I have beaten Ocarina of Time itself probably six times.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
Is that my favorite?
I don't think that makes it your favorite.
Have you played Majora?
I played Majora a little bit. I never really got through it. I didn't really... Yeah. It didn't catch me the same way that... Ocarina did because it's non-linear, which is the cool thing about it. It's like I lose track of what I'm even supposed to be doing so quickly. It's like, you know what? I'm gonna do something else. I'm gonna play a different game.
Yep.
Because I don't have to beat this game because it's not the year 2000 or whatever it was that I came out.
Right.
It was 2000. You got it right.
Yeah.
So where's this on favorite game though? Is it? Do you think it's just Ocarina then?
Maybe just for the familiarity and like
that's fair.
How nice it is. I mean, I really enjoyed playing Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
But
of course,
you didn't play Wind Waker or Twilight Princess.
I did, but
because Justin,
I played them to the same extent that I played Ocarina of Time at the time.
Sure.
Which is my watching older brother's played it.
Yeah.
Which is why I brought up Minish Cap. That's the exception.
Gotcha.
I didn't really play kind of any Zelda game unless was the only one with access to that game because I wouldn't
be able
to do it.
Like having three other siblings is that's just how it goes sometimes. Oh, yeah. Like the older kids get to play and you guys just watch.
Yeah.
But now you're the second oldest. Right?
No.
Oh, I thought Calvin was number two and then Corey and then okay.
Everyone thinks Calvin's older than he is for a variety of reasons.
Corey's taller than me. I don't know what the deal is.
Is he?
Just like all siblings, the oldest is the tallest, and then it descends from there.
No, not
Alex's
me.
Brother's
just
younger,
like how
shorter.
every single family that's ever existed is just like that. Like,
wrong.
We joked about this that Alex and his brother Nick have a Mario Luigi.
We're also all evenly spaced in time too. It's like
by 2 years.
Extremely regular pattern forming children.
That's pretty weird. Yeah. Do you like all have? Winter birthdays or something?
We have even year birthdays.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Two calendar years apart.
Yeah. Right, but what months are you guys all born?
Oh, those are different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you trying to dox me?
Yeah, right?
Internet.
All right, let's move on.
Al Gore's
my social security number is 555.
Oh, my God.
That's it, just the three digits.
Awesome. Just okay, so six, moving six, on. Six. my social security number is 1. I think that's a joke.
1?
Okay. Moving on. Thanks for telling us about Zelda. So we are covering Soul Calibur 2 today, as mentioned previously.
Why are we doing that?
Because Link is in specifically the GameCube version of this game. I'm not sure why he's in this game.
What?
Let's talk about our experience with this game. I'm going to start off because I'm already kind of talking about it. The reason we bought this game is because Link was in it. We saw an ad for it
Game
Informer, and we're like, Link, Link is in
a new game with the guy that we like from the other video game.
What is Soul Calibur? I've never heard of Soul Calibur. And like, this was right after Wind Waker, I think. I'm pretty sure this is after Wind Waker.
Yeah.
And after getting like Toon Link Zelda game, like we were like, we want Ocarina of Time Link. That's the one we like. And then they're like, they basically gave us that Soul Calibur.
That's probably why they
too.
Did it, honestly.
Well, it also matches
the reason the
style.
Art style would not mesh at all.
Yeah. I don't think it's the same voice actor, though. I'm not sure about that.
Well, it's probably not even, I don't know about the official timeline or whatever. I don't even think it's the same Link. It could be, but it doesn't
really matter. I looked that up once. I'm sure I looked up the voice actor.
I don't know. But anyway, that's the entire reason we bought this game, and I'm pretty sure like the three of us, not Megan, but the three of us probably pooled our money together to buy this game from a GameStop.
Nice.
And
probably
like,
got it used too. I don't know.
We might have gotten this used. I could check. If you guys, I'll check in a second. But
go check and Alex. And
I'll
I
go
will talk about something else.
Yeah, you guys talk about. You guys can talk about your experience.
Dark
with
Souls.
Too, but I sucked at this game.
Okay, we're gonna talk about
I'm not
Dark
very
Souls.
Good
now.
At
Goodbye,
it.
Justin. We're gonna talk about
and
Dark
I remember,
Souls instead.
I remember we played this game a lot, and I mean I liked the game, but I was not very good at it.
So what do you have to go look up, Justin? What are you doing?
I want to see if there's a GameStop used sticker on my box case.
Oh, my
God. He's got the original case. He's going to see if it's used.
Well,
it
I
want to
go get
right
mine, too, then.
Okay.
Let's just pause.
I'm just going to be here by myself.
Okay, you monologue, Cal. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
This is so stupid. The hosts have left. It's Calvin's show.
Okay, so this isn't really relevant, I guess, to what we'll be discussing later, but the Soul Calibur series, originally Soul Edge series.
I'm listening to your monologue.
Soul Calibur series is originally called Soul Edge.
I've returned. There's no sticker on it. Yep. there's no sticker on here. So I have no idea if this game was bought used
or paid
not.
Full,
so.
We paid a full $40 or $50 in 2003.
Ooh. I want to see if we can find it like a Toys R Us.
Mine totally was. Look, there's a... There's a little torn off.
Oh yeah.
Mine.
Well,
that doesn't mean anything.
That means
you're not very good at removing the sticker.
Right,
that's all that
true.
Means.
No. I bet I bought this.
I don't know.
I think we bought this game new. That would be my guess.
I think we bought it.
Transcending history and the world.
That's what they say in the game.
They say that so again. So, Alex, do you want to talk about? Actually, let's go to Calvin because our experiences kind of match each other. So, Calvin, tell us about your experience. Because
does it match?
It overlaps. How about that?
I don't know. definitely overlaps.
You were kids.
Yes.
I had to think back. My history with the game is, I think just Corey and I would play it a lot against each other.
Yeah.
And that's,
and I would
kind
jump
of,
in sometimes.
Yeah, but like we were, even back then, a lot better than you because like you were not really interested.
I just couldn't
in the game.
Do it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I feel like Justin and I are probably better at other yeah. kinds of games.
I'm not a
yeah.
fighting game.
JRPGs.
Really.
Yeah.
I think something that was probably really disappointing at the time, I don't know if there's a better time to bring this up, but
go for it.
Link is very Let's difficult to use in the game.
Yeah,
he's a fairly poorly designed character compared to the other ones in the game, and it's
I
very
think his
frustrating.
Moveset, I think his moveset is actually fairly similar to Nightmare's.
I don't know about that.
You're just
no?
saying words. That's not at all true.
No.
I can tell you right now okay. why that's not right. The thing about the Zelda games, and correct me if I'm wrong, okay. is you have a sword, right?
Yep.
And then you have yeah. a bunch of little items to do other stuff.
Yep. Yeah, bombs
right?
and yeah, I know.
So
I know.
That's what how they made yeah. his characters. He's got the
his
sword
combos
and a bunch of other
are...
little stuff. Well, it's not yes. combos is the problem, is that he has a bunch of different stances, which is like you press a certain set of
don't
buttons.
Don't they all have that?
It depends. Some characters okay. have stances, some characters don't. But like
okay.
Link yeah. has like four stances aside from the yeah. normal I'm just using my sword thing.
I see.
And once okay. you're in those stances, many of the combos become throw the
his
bomb
items, that's
or switch
right.
to the other item or switch to yeah. the other item. So you kind of yeah. get like if you're not familiar, you can get stunlocked and just like
yeah.
stop being able to attack. It's yeah. the kind of thing that's like, oh, I see how if you were really good with this character, you could like pull out the bow and shoot somebody from long distance and then yeah. run and hit them with the bomb and whatever. But like
yes.
it causes a lot of problems, especially if you were like me, a 10-year-old child, just like this game is hard. I can't like why can't he swing his sword? Why can't I swing my sword? It's so hard to swing the
eventually,
sword. And also, it's boring. The way he swings his sword is so much less cool than the way the guy
yeah.
with the huge sword swings it.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and I played recently with Link, and it's like, this is very disappointing compared to the other characters.
yeah, I get that. There is a way to do things like shoot the bow and use the bombs without switching stances, though, isn't there?
No, you always have to enter the stance and then do the item.
Really?
I think if you do it quickly, it seems like it's one motion. But
okay. Okay. Sure. Sure.
It's like you can very quickly go bow stance shoot bow, right? Like
I just remember as a kid doing the because we used Link all the time, obviously because we just wanted to.
And because that's why you got the game, like we did.
Yeah. Right. And we always just did that grapple move where he just grabs the arm and does a flip and then like hits him with the sword.
Oh yeah, because
we just do
it,
that over and over
way
again.
Great way to yeah. cheese enemies in the game where it's like, I don't really know what
exactly.
to do, but I know how to grab people.
I have a
and
quote
that's the
from
same between characters, so that's nice. Mm-hmm. You don't have to like figure that out again.
I have a quote yeah. from the Soul Calibur wiki that we've been heavily using.
The fandom wiki?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
According to Namco, Link is the most difficult character to design in Soul Calibur 2, as everything yeah. about the character, including his attacks, must be strictly approved by Nintendo. Which
oh.
is not surprising. They are very protective yeah. of the property, which
no,
I understand.
That's even funnier. It's like, oh, not only was it hard to design... Not only was it hard to design because of Nintendo's oversight, it's also hard to design because of the way that it is.
Because yeah. of the way that it is.
Yeah. Just like...
You can tell it's an Aspen because of the way it is.
Yeah. It's like, we got to shoehorn this character in here already. And he's got to have, you know, certain things that Nintendo wants to have.
But yeah.
Nintendo doesn't necessarily want him to be, you know, the best character in the game. They want him to be protective of their IP.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
I remember liking that they put in a little bit of lore, like when you beat the arcade mode with Link, like it says... Like he returned to Hyrule or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember exactly.
I mean, we're going to talk a bit more about that later. I also looked up that is the That's same great. Voice actor from Ocarina of Time who also plays Japanese Nightmare
okay.
Siegfried and Yoshimitsu.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yoshimitsu.
So there was a budget.
Yeah,
it was a budget project then. They hired
yeah.
Nobuyuki Hiyama.
Well, he was already the voice actor of Link in Ocarina of Time. Why not? And he's on your game. No, he is. I looked it up.
Awesome. Yeah, but he's trying to pronounce the name, and he's having difficulty.
I did okay.
Sorry.
Nobuyuki Hayama. I got it.
You're embarrassing
something,
yourself on
something
the internet.
Calvin
no,
doesn't know is we're notoriously bad at these Japanese names, and we are deeply embarrassed by it.
They're written out. It's just, you could just, when you see Japanese, you just read it, and then there it is. It's very simple.
Well, the Japanese language is monosyllabic, which means... You say each, so Nobu, Yuki,
it is not,
they're all one syllable.
It is not monosyllabic. It is syllabic, though. If it was monosyllabic, every word would be one syllable.
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
yes.
I know what I, don't I know. What you're I don't want to fight you on this.
I know what you're saying, and it's the same thing that I had been saying, but you're still struggling to say the name.
Nobuyuki Hayama. Like each syllable is like they're all evenly spaced, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So maybe there's another term for that, but
Hey, Kyle.
Anyway, welcome back to the Legend of Zelda podcast.
Yeah, Alex. Did we talk about your history?
No, we didn't.
We were about to.
Glossed over me.
Yeah.
We get distracted.
You got in the glossed woods.
Just giving you a hard time. Oh my gosh.
Let's get going.
That was a good
Petrulis one. Walked himself into the glossed woods and forgot what he was talking about again.
So, I mean, yeah, it's pretty similar to your guys. Like,
okay.
You know, I remember getting the game and it was fun. Like, we pretty much exclusively used Link.
Yep. Sounds like you.
We really liked a few other characters for particular reasons.
Is it Mitsurugi because you got a cool sword?
No, guess again.
Oh no.
Is it Nightmare?
It was Ivy. Guess again. It was Ivy.
No, not Ivy, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Is it Taki?
Yeah.
Oh God, Alex.
What?
She's a cool ninja, Justin.
Cool ninja.
He does cool ninjas. You know, Taki, her character design in terms of moves is very similar to Link's in that she has a bunch of like stuff that's like smoke bombs and things that like you need to know specifically sure. how to use. There's like, if you can do it.
Oh, does she?
I know she has a bunch of stuff that like if you know the combo to do it, it's like super cool, but it's hard to like actually work into a fight.
Okay.
Similar to Ivy, who's got the chain whip sword that's got the same thing where like you need to like get it into the whip mode so it actually does the cool thing.
Oh, right.
Reba was telling me
it's not very good.
Reba was telling me her brother was really good with Ivy, apparently. So
if you're good with Ivy, I'm scared of you. That means you're good at fighting games.
She's kind of a dominatrix.
I'm not scared of Ivy. I'm saying I'm scared of people who are good with Ivy because that's a person who's good at fighting games full stop.
Yeah,
I know.
That means I got no shot at all.
I'm just intentionally making Justin uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was worried this was going to... I was prepared for this was going to come up because...
I don't see what the problem is.
Yeah, there's no
problem.
Anyways. So one other thing, though. I remember in an arcade of this place called Pizza Pub in the Wisconsin Dells. It's like a pizza restaurant. Pub. But they had like a little...
Pub's got pizza at the pub? Tell me, the pizza restaurant's a pizza pub restaurant?
Yeah.
Pizza at the pizza pub?
Have you been there?
No.
It's in the name, okay. Alex. I deduced it.
So anyways... there was like a little arcade area.
I went to Burger King and they had burgers.
Was this little place
you might have heard. Well, yeah, actually you'd think that, but no. I think it's just to mean that they're really good at burgers.
Wow.
Moving on. I don't know if it was Soul Calibur 2, but they definitely had a Soul Calibur game. It might have been like Soul Calibur 1. It might
have
been like
Did Soul they have Calibur 1, Soul Edge or Soul Blade?
That'd be crazy.
I can't remember.
That would be crazy.
The one thing I remember is like there was a raft on one of the levels.
Calvin,
do
you remember the budget movie theater at Silver Cinemas or whatever?
Yeah, that they tore down to put up a parking lot. That tore down the parking lot for nothing.
Yeah, that put sucked. Do you remember them having a Soul Calibur arcade cabinet there? Like original? I swear they had one there.
I don't know if it was there or if it was at like the skate rink in Butler or whatever that had it.
Butler.
It was either Soul Calibur original recipe or it was
maybe it was
Soul
both
original recipe.
Soul Calibur.
There's like seven of them. Right, so I don't know.
Also, something worth noting is this is very clearly like an arcade game.
Oh yeah.
Like it's called. Yeah. There's an arcade mode. Mm-hmm. Like if you lose, it says continue.
And I think that contributes to obviously the way that the game is set up, but also like the way that the story is set up is like kind of the story has to be nothing really happens because
that's. That's kind of why you have to dig for the story in this game. Yeah. And, like, so Calvin was going through the lore.
A little bit. Yeah. Soul Calibur 2 is the first one where, like, it still is an arcade game. Like, they developed it for arcade. But
they
added
a lot.
It was more sold on the home consoles than the previous ones. Cause
Soul
Edge / Soul Blade's the same.
Yeah.
They renamed it. It was arcade only, basically.
Okay.
Soul Calibur, the original one. I think had home release on Dreamcast or something like that.
Oh,
but it was mostly an arcade seller.
Do you know which Mortal Kombat this game correlates with? Like, what was it contemporary
with? Like the era?
Yeah, like no Mortal Kombat 3, maybe, or 2?
I doubt, no, not 2. Nope. 2 came out on the Super Nintendo in the 90s.
Right.
Early
so 90s. Three or four.
I don't know if this correlates with Mortal Kombat all that well, if at all.
This was kind of
it would make more sense to correlate games. This with Tekken because it was a crossover character. In,
well, no, I'm just
Yoshimitsu.
That's oh, really?
Yeah,
Yoshimitsu is originally a Tekken character.
That's cool.
Did not know that. This is the first game that he appears in the Soul Calibur series, but he's in all of them after.
Also,
this
something about Mitsurugi is like just his likeness kind of reminds me of you, Calvin, a little bit.
A man with a beard.
I don't know. Like crazy. It's the dark hair. The dark hair and his face actually, like, I don't know. I think he kind of looks like you. And he's on the case, isn't he? He's on the front of the case.
Sure.
Yeah, he's right there. Okay. Yeah, look at him. He looks like Calvin a little bit.
Something. I don't think they did it. Did they do it for Soul Calibur 2? I think they stopped doing it for Soul Calibur 2. But in the first Soul Calibur and also in Soul Edge. There was some cultural reason at the time in Korea. They were like, we kind of don't want to see any samurais. People with
really?
Samurai swords, right? It's a Japanese-developed game, obviously. So what they did in Soul Edge was like they just palette swapped him with a Korean character who used a similar Chinese-style sword. And then in the Soul Calibur, they did the same thing, but instead of swapping him with a Korean character, they swapped him with a white man. Who is named Arthur, but still used a samurai sword.
White man named Arthur.
I we don't want to have too much of this stuff because Koreans are upset with us for this because of many reasons.
Calvin, did you play Shadows Die Twice?
No, I don't own that game. Sekiro?
Yeah, Sekiro.
Oh, wow.
No, I've heard that's like one of the hardest ones.
I think that's why I didn't get it, is because I heard it was really hard, and also I didn't really have time to play it when it came out.
Yeah, you were in college at the time. You were probably like... So mm-hmm. Calvin went hard at college in terms of studying.
Went ham.
Which is good. That's what you're supposed to do.
It's also when I did the most Dark Souls. So.
Oh, okay.
I have like 300 hours in Dark Souls 2 that I mostly just don't remember.
Mostly just don't remember.
I think I beat it 3 times.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. Let's talk.
Just de-stressing. Just don't remember it at all.
Let's talk a little more about this game, Calvin. Can you tell me, like, it's hard to suss because the story isn't there because it is an arcade game. Like, what is the plot of this game? Since you're our Soul Calibur quote unquote expert,
closest you're gonna get.
The
plot of the game is. There's a sword called Soul Edge, which is a literally demonic sword created by one time somebody had a sword. And then...
So is Nightmare the main character, technically?
Kinda. We actually were talking about this
We're going to get to it. We can stop the explanation at Soul Calibur 2, because after Soul Calibur 2, it gets stupid involved. And it's just like...
Oh, really?
It doesn't matter. In the way that it doesn't matter. But
2 is the best one, sounds like.
So Soul Edge is a sword that some guy made at one point, and then somebody took the sword, killed so many people with the sword that the sword became demonic. It got its own soul, basically, and now it's the Soul Edge.
There's an eyeball on it.
And the story in universe is that, and it's like a version of Earth, so it's, it's got the same continents.
Well, they reference locations like Spain and Rome.
Yeah, it's supposed to be set in the late 1500s, at least this one is. And so Soul Edge, because it's like super ancient and, traverses across all these different cultures and stuff. There's like a lot of different names for it and like different legends. And like, so because of that, a lot of different parts of, basically all the characters in this one are from Europe and Asia. They've all got like a different like thread on what this thing is and reasons why they might want to have it. Like Mitsurugi's motivation is he wants to be the best swordsman in the world, right? Best swordsman in the world must have best sword in the world. It's like, okay, well then I will get the sword, right? And that's kind of a lot of people's motivations, but some
they all want Soul Edge
for various reasons, some good and some bad. Other
but then where does Soul Calibur come into it?
Well, we'll get to that. Other characters I think it's Kilik and Yunsung and There's another character. I can't remember all of them off the top of my head, but
one of the female ones, maybe.
Yeah, and I think it's young Mina, or something like that.
Yeah.
They all are from like this particular like martial arts sect somewhere in Korea that is sort of dedicated to like eradicating Soul Edge, and they have like a different set of spirit artifacts. Like the bow staff that Killik uses is like
so they're a kind of the good guys. Also,
they are one of the good guys. It's something that you have to uncover by like reading through all the profiles and stuff, and it's like
Ivy is like not a good guy, right?
She's not usually. She's not usually a good guy. We can get into why that is, but sometimes she is. I think in this one she is a bad. She might be
more of a gray area.
She might be a good guy in this one. Yeah, because her motivation is so the sword's existed for a long time. At some point previous to this game, this is what happens in the first Soul Edge game, and also in Soul Calibur. What happens in Soul Edge is Ivy's dad, the pirate Cervantes, the Spanish pirate.
Wait, that's her dad?
Yes, that's important to the story. It is. If that's not her dad, there's literally no reason for her to be there. The Spanish pirate Cervantes has Soul Edge, which for him, this is like a shape-shifting sword. Yeah. For him, it's a shape-shifting sword. He has two of them. It's still one sword, but he has two swords because that's how he fights.
Oh, that's okay. Because part of Nightmare's lore that I read was he found Soul Edge by the body of a dead pirate. So that was Cervantes.
That's Cervantes.
Yes, that's what happens in the course of Soul Edge is that like at the end of the game, he's the final boss and you have to kill him because the sword's bad, right?
Yes.
And so what happens?
Sword bad.
It's pretty important that sword bad. And so the lore is all kind of fuzzy in a way that like they kind of sort of every game they sort of retcon, and then in one of the newer ones they like fully retcon a bunch of stuff and just like we're doing it over. But like the second that Siegfried touches Soul Edge, like a burst of evil is released throughout the entire world that causes like an insane amount of chaos.
Yeah.
And like people start losing their minds and like killing a lot of people and all these sorts of things. And it's a seminal moment in the story. So Siegfried gets the sword because he's looking for it for some reason. I don't know. Everybody's motivations are a little bit
different. Because his father was killed.
Yeah, it's possibly to avenge his father, who either was killed by Cervantes or he wants to use the sword to avenge his father, something like that. But after he gets it, he wants to use the sword to like kill a bunch of people, obviously. Absorb their souls
to avenge,
and then like maybe I avenge, resurrect, not exactly sure, my dad back to life. Dad. That's kind of the idea. He becomes known as Nightmare.
Which is an amazing character design.
Do you know the reason he's called Nightmare?
Yes.
Oh my god, we actually found this out today.
We found this out today. I found it out
reading his lore.
They sort of drop it later because of how the character split happens. It's like literally Siegfried went to sleep and Soul Edge is like, well, I'm not done killing yet. And then just starts puppeting his body. Like, it's metal, if you're asleep, it's kind of, I kind of can't do killing anymore, right? And eventually the thing is
the
that
sword
like
wants
Siegfried kind of just, quote, goes to sleep for forever, basically.
Yeah, no, I thought what he did is he vowed off sleeping so he can't be.
That's what happened at the end of the game because we played through Nightmare's storyline in the arcade is that after that, then Siegfried wakes up. And I don't remember if Siegfried is playable in 2 or not.
He's not
he's playable
in 2, but
in
he's
all
in
of
3.
The other ones.
Yeah.
He's in 3 and he's also in 1.
You can get he's a skin unlockable now. Skin.
Well, it's not even unlockable. It's a default. You just get the Siegfried skin.
No. Not for me.
Every character has 2 skins were playing 1v1, you need to have
A
second skin so you can tell who's who.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah,
actually, I meant to look. I didn't really. You can unlock even more skins because I was just looking through the Link one. And I'm like, oh, he's got more tunics than I even realized. But
And so the reason I say that the lore doesn't really matter is because like because this is
a fighting game.
This is a fighting game. Yes, that means that every character is the main character. Whoever your guy is,
it is
the
cool
guy
though.
Who wins?
I like all the lore.
But that means that like whoever gets the sword or you know, they finish the arcade mode and like, I've got Soul Edge now. Okay, well, what happens next is nothing because there's another game. What happens next is it keeps going kind of basically. Like, it can't be that everybody's story is what happens.
Yeah.
But Nightmare is sort of the main character because he's the one who...
Right.
Nightmare slash Siegfried.
Well, isn't the one... Okay, if you're not playing as Nightmare and you go through the arcade mode, is Nightmare the last guy that you fight?
No. It depends on what your personal story is. It's not random. The way that the arcade mode is set us, the last two fights are the ones that actually matter more in terms of story stuff. Because the last fight is always Inferno, which is sort of you're fighting the spirit of Solage directly. It's just like a skeleton man.
Yeah.
And then the
fight is Nightmare before that?
No.
It could be. Who is it?
It depends on which character you're playing.
Yeah, okay. It's so different every time.
Play I see. If you play as Nightmare, it's Raphael. I think if you play as Raphael, it's also Nightmare.
Okay.
The other way around.
So they're linked somehow. They just,
all these characters do have like interlocking relationships because they have to, so that they have reasons to fight each other.
Yeah.
Right. But like the last two are the ones where there's like a little bit of some actual dialogue.
And Raphael was tough when I fought him because I played through the Nightmare.
That's because you're not good.
Arcade. No, I'm not. I'm not good. I'm not good. I will admit that.
Try grabbing. Try blocking.
I actually didn't grab a lot. I used his heavy attack where he kind of steps forward and like he spins around and then just slams that sword down. So powerful.
Yeah, Nightmare is the OP. Best character,
he's OP.
I don't like because I don't like playing as Nightmare, but he is the character which in every game, especially this one, they made him the easiest to play because he's the coolest.
Yeah, because everyone's
his design is awesome.
Yeah.
So something you probably don't know, Alex, is my sister Megan or our sister Megan has a Soul Calibur 2 or Soul Calibur shirt. I don't know if it's 2 or not, but it's a full profile. Oh, does it? It's a full profile of Nightmare on her shirt.
Oh my god!
Which is just such a. I keep forgetting she owns this shirt because it's
that's
like
awesome.
An odd shirt for her to have, and she's not like a big Soul Calibur fan or anything like that. But like,
oh okay, that design I was gonna say, Nightmare, why isn't she on this episode?
Do we want Calibur? Trust me.
I know. I'm just
But like,
I can get off the episode if you don't.
No,
want
stay. No, stay,
I.
Stay.
I was just like, if she has a Soul Calibur shirt,
I don't know why she has it because she's not like a huge Soul Calibur fan. But it is. Okay, but like Nightmare's character design is really good.
It's super cool. It's
and
super
then he
cool.
Souls, I need souls.
Why isn't he?
I will show you the greatest nightmare.
Yeah, so good.
Why isn't he what? What was the question?
Why isn't he like? They should find some kind of agreement with FromSoft and just put him in Dark Souls.
That'd be
because they have their own stuff.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. Though.
It's not really a crossover,
like
game.
Elden Ring. Like, put him in Elden
that'd
Ring.
Be kind of silly. Well, I actually thought for a time
just
during
make it, no other way around, make a Soul Calibur game Dark Souls style.
That actually make I thought you were gonna say get a character from Dark Souls in Soul Calibur, which is more likely.
But you know the characters in the Dark Souls and Elden Ring series like. The ones that are iconic and that you remember aren't really like, oh, you could just put this guy into a fighting game.
Yeah, I actually did during Smash Bros.
Have to be your main character, but that's
Smash Bros. Ultimate was still being updated, I really thought they were going to put Nightmare in there, and I.
Oh, that's a good point.
I thought that was pretty likely. Also, Scorpion.
Oh, man,
Mortal
I can't
Kombat.
Wait for Nightmare to kill Luigi with a sword and steal his soul.
I mean, they put Sephiroth in, and he like. Blows
I can't wait for Nightmare to kill Sephiroth with a sword and steal his soul.
I mean, don't you want to see Nightmare fight Sephiroth though?
That would be so cool.
Don't you, Calvin? He's like staring at me.
Is he frozen again?
No,
I got nothing to say.
That's great.
Okay. I mean, don't you want to see that old video game series fight the other old video game series again?
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Could we make a new video game? Could we make a new one?
I mean, maybe.
Could there be a new video game one time?
What was your guys' favorite Smash Bros. Reveal when they were doing all those characters?
I don't really remember, honestly. Probably Sephiroth, I guess. That was cool.
The one where they revealed the hero from
Dragon Quest. Yeah,
that was such a cool cinematic trailer.
I barely remember it. I'm sorry.
It's after we're done.
Yeah.
Oh, it gives me goosebumps. It's like so cool.
Okay.
But. A lot of those were fun. Like the Banjo-Kazooie one, I freaked out.
That one's good. That one's good.
Shout out to Dragon Quest.
What's that? Oh, yeah. It's good.
I haven't really played any.
Shout out to the slime from Dragon Quest.
The
perfect character design.
Yeah.
The perfect character design.
perfect character design. Like it's just a blob with eyes.
Character design peaked when Akira Toriyama
rip
put that little guy in the game and said, you know what? That's a slime.
Yeah.
That's great. Did it.
Okay.
Oh, that's amazing.
All right, let's keep moving on again. We could talk a little more about some of the crossover characters. So the GameCube version of this game specifically had Link, which is the one we all played. And the one I grew up with. But the PlayStation 2 version had, oh my gosh, I'm going to forget his name already.
A guy from Tekken.
A guy from Tekken who is, oh boy, I'm really sorry.
He's the guy with the white hair.
It's
Fail,
like,
Justin.
No. I have it up. I'm going to pronounce it bad. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Gotcha. Heihachi Mishima.
Heihachi
Mishima?
Yes. Heihachi Mishima.
Yeah, your problem is that you're hesitating.
I know.
You just gotta say it. It's Heihachi Mishima.
Okay. And I still don't really know.
And in the other game, it's Spawn from the comics.
Yeah, that one. That one confused me a lot.
It's literally just
kid.
Spawn.
That was literally the first time I Spawn's ever cool. heard of Spawn as like a sheltered 11-year-old. You know, and it was like, what's Spawn? This like
there was a Spawn game too Spawn for movie. GameCube.
Yo, they made a movie. Did you know
it's
about that?
But yeah,
is it bad?
Probably.
My brother played that game.
So I didn't realize Spawn was like a guy who used guns and was like from hell or something.
Does he not get to use guns in Soul like, Calibur?
No, he has a giant two-sided axe.
So he's an Astaroth reskin.
That's a Astaroth. Great question. I don't think Dang. So.
Astaroth. Oh, is it's apparently a reskin of Rock, who doesn't appear in this game.
Spawn has a single. It's a single wielding. Double-headed axe. So it's not a two-handed axe, it's just one hand.
So it's more like Lizard Man with no shield.
Maybe, but he's also got a bunch of chains. And
it's like Spawn. Okay.
He looks cool. But this was literally my first exposure to him, and then when I saw Spawn in another media, I'm like, where's his axe? I thought the axe was integral to his character.
No,
and
it's guns.
Not. Made it for this game.
No, he's a guy who uses guns.
Actually,
to kill the devil.
I don't know what his story is in this game.
To kill the devil, who is also his boss, I think, and also maybe he's the devil at some point, and he loses his memories. Upon I read the Spawn wiki recently, and I'm like, this is insane.
I could tell you
every single thing that happens is crazy.
Well, it's a Todd McFarlane character. What'd you expect? The guy who made Venom.
Every single thing that happens is crazy.
Carnage. Okay, here. Let me read the biography from the Soul Calibur wiki.
Love Carnage.
Upon his death, Lieutenant Colonel Al Simmons. What a name. Made a pact with the devil in order to return the world of the living, but the resurrection, the Dark Lord was far different from anything Al Simmons envisioned. His body, his memories of his past, and even the time were taken from him. His fate was to exist as a hellspawn. And then here's where it comes to the game. He was then sent to the 16th century on a mission to bring back Soul Edge.
Stupid. That's stupid.
It is stupid. That's Spawn stupid. Had to obey his master for his only chance for returning to his time.
There time travel in the Spawn universe normally?
I know nothing about Spawn.
Guess this is acceptable. But
is it Marvel or DC?
Neither. It's probably Image or something. This is a great question.
It doesn't matter. The answer is no.
No, I'm going to look
at it.
The answer is no.
I'm gonna look up his ending real quick.
He gets sent back to the future. He doesn't get Soul Edge because that would be extremely terrible if the devil had Soul Edge.
Yes,
but also if the devil can time travel, that means he's already in the past. Like it could just why doesn't the devil just show up?
This is different, actually. So he gets Soul Edge, and then he sensed an evil presence that threatened to twist and enslave him. And then he says, "What do you take me for, a fool?"
Spawn that presence whispered. Is Soul Edge, by the way.
Yes. Obviously. As the grip of clenched fists loosely sing in the swirling vortex of time and space, Spawn returned to his familiar black alleys with nothing in his grasp. So it sounds like Soul Edge tried to take over Spawn, and that was in conflict, and then Soul Edge just doesn't time travel.
Wow. That's crazy.
So it just doesn't work. So it just doesn't work.
I guess so. So making his whole story kind of stupid.
All right, where are we in the outline? What are we doing? What are we doing? We're talking about. Where even are we?
Yeah, Image Comics makes Spawn, by the way. Okay, so we're just talking about crossover characters. In later games, you get Ezio from Assassin's Creed.
Ezio Auditore from Assassin's Creed.
Oh, that's right.
He's in Soul Calibur 5.
That's pretty cool.
In 4, you get Darth Vader, Yoda, and Starkiller.
You can play as Yoda, and it's awesome.
I remember that.
Is it Yoda?
That was
like 20. Because he's short.
He's short. Well, he's tiny. Yeah.
like, he's like Oddjob in Goldeneye. That's a straight-up advantage if you have a character who's like half the height of other ones. You just can't get hit sometimes. Yeah.
And then in 6, it's Geralt from The Witcher.
Geralt?
Yeah, Geralt
from Witcher 3. I'm so sorry, Dave. He's going to be mad at me.
And Geralt,
I remember.
The Witcher takes place in, like, not Europe, but, like, it is Europe. So I think the way that they got him into the game is just like, I guess it kind of is Europe.
It's Poland,
just,
right?
It makes sense. He
just kind of walked over. It's fine. It kind of is Europe this time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Also, there's like dimensional magic in that universe.
Too. I mean,
like,
yeah, Link already showed up. He's from
Link showed up.
Link. How does Hashimishima get into this game? Because like,
great question.
Tekken is set in the future.
Is it?
It's set, I mean, relative to the 1500s.
I bet it's just more time travel.
But like, is there time travel in Tekken?
I don't
is there
know.
Time travel in Tekken?
You know what? Say yes.
You know what?
Does Darth Vader? Did all the Star Wars characters show up because Star Wars said a long time ago, galaxy far, far away, and they just get to Earth? But it's did Star Wars take place in the 1500s?
I think they did no work to figure out how that works. I think for Darth Vader and Yoda, they were like,
and Starkiller.
I think for the Star Wars characters, they were just like,
you kids like Star
Wars,
right?
Here's the story. Here's the story, comma. By the way, also Darth Vader is here.
Wait, who is Starkiller, though?
He's the main character you play as in Force Unleashed.
Oh, okay. That's his name?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I read this Tekken characters guy. Okay, so he finds a piece of Soul Edge at a spa. A hot spring resort, and then he cuts himself on Soul Edge, passes out, wakes up in feudal Japan
because
he's
amazing.
No longer
okay,
in
so
modern
the answer
Japan.
Is the answer is there isn't time travel in Tekken, but
there is
Soul Edge does have time travel powers.
So it sucks.
Soul Edge
in.
Has inherent in dimensional and time traveling powers, which. If the story requires it, can be activated.
Yeah.
Only under the circumstances machina. Where the story requires it.
Well,
it's a Deus Ex Machina.
If we want to move on,
I mean,
on
that's kind of the whole. That's the whole Soul Calibur story, baby. We're just working off of themes and vibes. Like, what are the powers of the sword? It's bad. All right. Whatever's happening.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the bonus characters for this era for Soul Calibur 2.
Yep.
Was Link, Spawn, and there was one other one?
The guy from Tekken, whose name I... Yeah, that's the one.
Is that who we were just talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy who got cut on a piece of Soul Edge that he found on the spa in modern times, and then sent him back into the
that's
past.
That's hilarious.
And he's like, damn, I don't speak ancient Japanese, but it's close enough.
It's close enough.
Ancient Japanese.
Doesn't matter, they all speak English anyway.
It's like if right now you ended up I think it's the same time period, you end up standing next to Shakespeare as he's alive and it's like, this is gonna be really hard to talk to you.
Yeah. You can pass though.
Right.
It's not like it's old English. Which is illegible for us.
Different. Yeah.
You can read Middle English and be like, I understand this, but you cannot read Old English. That's for sure.
I feel like there would be a lot of difficulties that you wouldn't expect.
I believe it'd be hard. I'm not going to deny that.
But also,
but
you're also correct. This is another thing that this story does is like, nobody ever even considers the fact that they don't speak whatever
language
in whatever region that they're in. Like,
no, they don't care.
Like, Cervantes is Spanish. His daughter's English. Don't worry about why. Raphael's French. He speaks in English.
But he has like Spanish guitar in his music.
Siegfried's German. Yeah. And it like, everybody's from everywhere and they speak language.
My favorite is Talib.
It's
magic. How did these people from a Korean monastery in the year 1595 learn English? And why are they using English when they never go to England?
Yeah. And then we found out that Talib is from Southeast Asia. And then later...
And that's what I mean when I say the lore kind of doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Yeah. It really doesn't.
Because all those things I just said, it doesn't matter.
So we've
speak the language of the blade.
So since this
we're all here because we want to stab somebody.
I mean, that's pretty much
for good or for evil.
Yeah.
It's not... We talked
when
about the other characters...
When it comes down to it, this is a fighting game.
And it's also a game that has Link in it from The Legend of Zelda. But no.
And he's also here to fight. How did he get here, Justin?
That's a great question.
How did he get to the year 1598
on Earth.
In medieval Europe?
Yeah.
on our Earth,
Asia.
Probably.
Hey, look, in Wind Waker.
If he fights if he fights Siegfried, if he fights Nightmare, he ended up in Europe eventually.
Okay, yeah. In Wind Waker, though, the stars in the sky are literally our stars.
They do have a like run. Same galaxy.
Big Dipper. Big Dipper, Little Dipper. Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. I guess so.
Okay, so...
You just made that up, right? That's a video game.
Yeah, we did make that up.
That's just a video
so,
game,
one, here it says, once upon a time, Hyrule's tranquility was shattered by the arrival of several disasters. The calamities, keyword, calamities, brought dark, ominous clouds which shut out the sun. Surprisingly, it came to light that a magician was to blame for the disasters, which is very similar to Link to the Past.
Aghanim,
I bet this magician, I haven't read this recently, but I bet the magician had a staff or some other thing which had a piece of soul ledge in it.
I don't think so. Just as the people were about to lose all hope, the sun miraculously returned. Link, who was summoned by Zelda to find the cause of the disaster, successfully defeated the magician. The people of Hyrule rejoiced in the belief that eternal peace would rule. Unfortunately, this was not to be. It became clear that the magician responsible for the disasters was in fact controlled by an evil sword called Soul Edge, which existed in another world.
Because Soul Edge has the powers required by the story.
Yeah. Deus Ex Machina powers.
It's okay.
How did Link get there? Well, because Soul Edge.
This one I think they have a lore explanation.
That's because people make Legend of Zelda actually care about the lore being.
Well, they probably had to run this all by Nintendo. That's also true.
Yeah.
So at the very end here, Link chose to travel to the other world and destroy Soul Edge. So he wasn't summoned. He actually made a choice. Link gathered his trusted Master Sword, Hylian Shield, and Ocarina to set off a secret journey. That's where it ends for the beginning. I highly suspect he used the Ocarina to warp to the world of Soul Calibur.
Right.
Because the Ocarina can do stuff like that. That's like not outside the realm of possibility.
It's consistent with previous usages.
Yes, that's for sure.
I mean, if he learned the right song or whatever.
Wait! Here it is too. In the ending, he defeats it. Defeats the evil. He seals away the evil. He saved the homeland and maintained the tranquility of this world. And here we go. Link then quietly left this world. A faint echo of his ocarina was all that remained. So there, that's more confirmation.
Well, you know what? Great. So here, let's make some more sense of this. Yeah. We've already established Soul Edge has the powers which the story requires it to have in order for whatever it is that is happening to happen.
Yeah. Right.
So in this case, Soul Edge has the power to cause calamities in Hyrule, whichever version of it it is.
Not important. Probably Ocarina, but yeah.
And conversely, on the other hand, Soul Calibur, which we haven't talked about, the title of the game.
We sure have not.
is another sword, which is...
Right, I was going to ask.
Which... Yeah. Exists only as a reaction to Soul Edge to defeat it. So the reason that Link can get over to Soul Calibur Land is because it's a reaction to Soul Edge, which shows you immediately Link should be aligned with Soul Calibur instead of Soul Edge, obviously, because he's already opposed to Soul Edge. But this is also shown in every character has extra weapons you can unlock if you play through the Weapon Master mode. And some you can unlock both Soul Edge and Soul Calibur, but all of them you can unlock one. And Link can unlock Soul Calibur, but not Soul Edge because
that's not true. He can unlock Soul Edge. I'm looking at it right.
Really?
Now.
That kicks ass.
That kicks ass. Can he really?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. He's also got a weird modified version of the shield. I don't know if that's.
Oh, because he's got to be like corrupted.
Well, let's remember, Calvin. Link does have a Dark Link, version, but Dark Link is not in.
That's
this
a separate
game.
Version. It's not the same as like how Nightmare literally is Siegfried.
Yeah,
in this game.
Yeah, I know.
In future games, they are separate and also intertwined. And we're simply not going to talk about it.
Calvin, do you remember that one cutscene from Twilight Princess where
I know what he's talking about?
Where the light deity is kind of giving Link a vision of what will
happen. Oh, the crazy one where he sees what happens if you take too many shrooms?
Basically, basically.
The interlopers.
He's a goddess-induced bad trip and sees himself as evil.
Yes.
He's like, wow, I guess I'm evil.
Dark,
and then,
right.
Or I could be evil.
And then the game goes back to being... And then Twilight Princess, the game goes back to being normal and chill, right?
Yeah.
No.
That's how you would describe that game?
No.
It's like pretty relaxed, kind of fun, jaunty, good time,
sort of
gang type of deal.
I mean, I like it.
Similarly, in Soul Calibur 2, you're just constantly killing people.
That's true.
I mean, Link is pushing people off of edges and cliffs and stuff. That's true. So.
Pushing them off.
He is literally hitting them with a sword, which is deadly.
So some of the other weapons you get in this game, which are all nods to previous items and weapons from other Zelda games before Wind Waker, essentially.
Oh, yeah. All the unlockable weapons that he can get are like just stuff.
Yeah, like the Cane of Brenna or whatever.
Yeah, you can get the Cane of Brenna and...
You can get the Megaton Hammer.
Yep. Armos series. Yes. The Razor Sword from Majora's Mask.
Yes!
The Magic Sword and Magic Shield, which I think is from the first game.
Yeah. Yeah, there's quite a number of unlockable items, so they probably filled it up.
They go kind of deep here, because you can get the bigger on sword.
There's like 20 weapons, I think.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11, but one of them is Soul Edge. But one of them is the bug catching net. Because
every character has the same number of unlockable weapons.
One of the items is the bug catching net, which is very funny, because like that's a really good deep cut, because you can defeat Ganon in A Link to the Past with the bug catching net.
I wonder if that was like them referencing that fact or just like, would it be funny?
I don't know. Yeah, they might be. If it was the fishing rod, you can beat Ganon with.
You can't beat Ganon. You can beat Aghanim.
That'd be the fishing rod, right? That's what I thought.
Fishing rod is in Twilight Princess, so that's going to be after.
Fishing rod, yeah.
I thought there was a fishing rod thing in Ocarina.
No.
Too.
Well, I mean, you can fish in Ocarina, but you can use it again.
I think there's a way to like glitch it, and then can show up.
Oh, there is. You're right. There is.
And then because he's programmed with nothing to do with, if you have that, he doesn't do anything.
Right.
I mean, you just can't like hit him, but
you can use the bottle in Ocarina of Time to reflect the magic stuff back.
You can do
the
that.
Sword.
There's a lot of stuff you can do in Ocarina because the way that stuff was coded back then is like much more close to. Just manipulating raw bytes and stuff than how stuff operates now.
For sure.
Right, exactly.
So it's just broken.
Yeah.
As soon as you figure out how the game is doing stuff behind the scenes, you just break it.
You can also get the Bigoron sword, but in this game, it's a one-handed weapon instead of a two-handed weapon
because
Link still needs a shield.
He can't change his fighting style.
No, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
So something I didn't
not
realize
like in Dark Souls
till literally today is the way you unlock all this stuff is through the Weapon Master mode, which I didn't even understand how this worked until like Calvin and Corey just started playing it today.
I remember doing that back in the day.
It's like a dungeon crawler.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Dungeon Crawler, got a bunch of weird story, but the story is kind of odd because you can change your character.
You can literally
at any
just
point.
Ignore. You can just ignore the story because that's sure what I did. But it's got like a bunch of different challenge modes and stuff. Like you have to do, you know, 20 kicks in 30 seconds or else you fail the challenge.
Yeah.
And like you have to do that.
You can only beat this guy by ring out or something like that.
Or you're poisoned.
Yep.
Don't
forget about
don't
that.
Die too quick. Yep. Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of different things like that. And that's the Weapon Master mode.
So
and in there, you earn gold and use the gold to buy the extra weapons and other stuff.
Right. I remember that. So you said each character has like the same number of weapons unlockable.
I think 11. I think.
Yeah.
Dang, that is so many.
It's a lot, yeah. And you can unlock stages.
Different.
You can unlock different... outfits, I believe.
They have different effects too. It's not they don't just visually look different.
Yeah.
It's, if you're playing in a mode
that
allows
cool.
different weapons, the weapons have different effects like your stability is lowered, like you can literally get knocked over easier, you can also knock over easier or you can do
this is a really cool game.
Do more damage and all this stuff.
There's a lot of replayability with this game.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, let's talk about the character Necrid real quick.
yeah.
The character Necrid was created specifically for Soul Calibur 2, and as far as I can tell, never appears in any piece of media Necrid. Ever again.
Yeah,
ever again.
Because his character is
how do you spell that?
Bizarre.
Necrid.
Oh yeah, Necrid.
Do you want to tell his backstory? Because it's weird.
His backstory. I'm not Necrid. Reading off anything, but his backstory is. There was a guy who was a warrior once, and then he found Soul Edge, and it did so much chaos onto him that he forgot who he was and was corrupted into, like, some alien being.
Who has, like, energy weapons.
And, yeah, he works off of an energy weapon, then that's it. He can't speak language anymore, and he's just trying
to
find the sword.
I think
and then
the
eventually,
the game,
just... if you play through the arcade, he does find the sword. And then as soon as he grabs it, this is like the end cutscene. That's how they deliver all the exposition.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I should not do bad things. And then he seals himself in with Soul Edge in an inaccessible extra-dimensional space forever.
Speaking of interdimensional. Several
characters end very similarly to that, where it's like, oh, I finally got it. Time to hide myself until forever.
Yeah, pretty much. We didn't talk about... So we got to talk about the final boss of this game, because it's weird.
Inferno.
What is Inferno?
We touched on it. Yeah.
I think Inferno is just Soul Edge itself fighting you.
Kind of. It has like sinew and bones and muscles and stuff, which is kind of weird.
Calvin referred to it.
You know what else has flesh and sinew and weird organic matter? No, Soul Edge. It has an eye.
Yeah, the sword. Yeah.
The sword has a big old eye on it, you know. This is not like regular stuff.
I know.
Swords don't have eyes that can see?
So the sword is using itself, basically.
I think. I don't know. It's also because of the way that I think this happened in Soul Edge, the game.
Yeah, the first one.
Cervantes'
swords was broken, and the other one is the one that Nightmare has. So there's like tons of shards everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's never.
I think maybe in three they kind of say, oh, we did like actually complete the sword this time. We got all the pieces, but like kind of the thing is like, there's always some more pieces out there.
So Calvin,
like Soul Edge is everywhere.
What you're telling me is Soul Edge is like the evil version of the Triforce.
There are similarities.
Okay.
It would be very easy to draw similarities like an between the two.
Sure.
Is there a Dark Triforce in one of those games?
Link Between Worlds has low rules.
I gotta get into it. I'm just saying.
Not really, actually. The Triforce is never bad, but it is actually similar to Soul Calibur, because like if an evil person gets the Triforce, it will make evil wishes and transform the sacred realm into the dark world. And if a good person gets it, it's prosperity and stuff.
See that? Okay.
Yeah.
Real quick.
So the Triforce is different from Soul Edge in exactly what you just said. It's the type of person who obtains the Triforce affects the outcome of what the Triforce does.
Right. Also, the Triforce has consciousness.
Kind of. Yeah.
Sure, but still, like what happens?
Well, it does actually. You're right.
What happens when the bad guy gets it is bad stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What happens
when
the good guy gets it is good stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Soul Edge is different because, like, it is already straight up evil.
Yep.
Yeah. It has a will.
Yeah. It like, wants to do bad stuff. And, like, Siegfried wasn't, like, a bad guy necessarily.
Well,
like,
he was the leader of a band of like brigands, it says.
Sure. But he wasn't like a demon.
when
he got the thing.
Literal demon.
And then you get Soul Edge and now you're basically a demon, right? So there's an effect there. But like if you have Soul Calibur with you, this happens in I think four or five, and then you obtain Soul Edge, you can kind of like stun lock it and like stop it from doing bad stuff forever. Mm-hmm. Sort of. It's like if you have an opposing force, like there are opposing forces to Soul Edge, unlike the Triforce. It's not like
the
anti-Triforce, which only does good things, right? There's an anti-Soul Edge, which only does good things. It's Soul Calibur. Like the point of Soul Calibur is I exist as a sword because there's such an evil sword that I need to be here to stop it.
Right, so can we talk about Soul Calibur? I feel like we didn't really talk about
like the sword.
where it came from.
That's kinda, it's cool. It's a spirit sword more than like
it's also,
Soul Edge. I mentioned you know flippantly when we were describing what is Soul Edge.
Yeah.
One time a guy made a sword. Nobody ever made Soul Calibur. It just
Soul Calibur just appears in response to Soul Edge. If I recall.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's similar to how like Soul Calibur isn't always the thing that stops Soul Edge.
Okay.
It's the existence of Soul Edge is what stops Soul Edge. Like everything is a reaction to that as the main motivating force in the world.
Okay.
Link is a reaction to Soul Edge messing up his stuff in Hyrule, right? Like, he makes a decision to go stop it, right?
Right.
Everything that stops Soul Edge is because of Soul Edge. And anything that makes Soul Edge worse is because you were a bad guy when you wanted to get the sword. Everything that happens in the world is a reaction to Soul Edge being evil.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. So, when a good character gets to Soul Edge, it's for the motivation of stopping it. Right? So, even if they don't like... have Soul Calibur as like their MacGuffin that like this is gonna stop it. They might have something else, or they themselves are just like I'm
Master
Soul
Sword,
like, or whatever, whatever it might be. It's not like Soul Calibur exists as a reaction to it, but it's not the only thing.
Right.
Like,
other
characters who has Soul Calibur?
Depends.
Yeah, anyone could have Soul Calibur, except Link. Apparently,
How does it relate to the arcade mode? Like.
I think in the arcade mode, there's one or a couple of characters that like acquire Soul Calibur en route finding Soul Edge because they're trying to stop it. And then they use it to defeat Soul Edge or whatever.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I do wish there was like more of a story. Like,
me too. I don't know about in this one, but there's more of a story in 3.
In the later games, they kick it up
quite a bit in 3. And in 3, the wielder of Soul Calibur is like somewhat more definitively Shanghua, who I don't even know if she's in this game.
She's in this, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Is she? That doesn't ring a bell, though.
I think the trio in that game is Chinese. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's...
I think it's Shanghua.
Okay.
Is she paired with Killik and some other characters?
Shanghua's in here. Chai Shanghua. She's got like ribbons and stuff and a sword.
Trying to find all the characters.
Her fighting style is interesting because she like... It's a one-handed sword style in the truest sense. Like she never... She's using her other hand to like balance against her body.
Yeah,
cool thrusts and stuff.
Yeah.
Who's the most bottom right character? I don't remember that.
Is it
there's like a freaking velociraptor like looking guy.
That would be Lizard Man, the character known as Lizard Man, who is a man that is a lizard. His motivation is that he is a lizard and he wants to stop being a lizard. Unfortunately, he is also a lizard and cannot stop being one. He wants to get Soul Edge because it's cool to kill people.
Sick. Great motivation.
That's amazing.
Some of these characters are just like, hey, if I got this sword, I would kill so good.
I don't think we ever unlocked any of those bottom row characters. I don't remember them. I don't remember the turban guy. Do you remember? It's like a guy with a turban, on the bottom row.
I think that might be the character creator row, actually.
Oh.
Okay.
We never unlocked him. And the bottom right guy, also, I do not recognize that.
Yeah, it would be super nice if, like, this...
Who's the puppet-looking guy? Is that Bunraku? Isn't that his name or something? No. I know Voldo.
Okay. Is it Yoshimitsu?
No.
Puppet guy.
Yeah, you can't click on their pictures. That's unfortunate.
Oh, I'm seeing the thing you're looking at. Puppet guy.
Oh, it's not Bunraku.
It's a charade. That's probably not him.
No, I know. Charade's
what row is it? I found the picture you're looking at.
Farthest right row, third down.
That's Yoshimitsu.
Below Raphael.
That's Yoshimitsu.
Okay. Yeah. That is Yoshimitsu.
Oh, hey. Hey.
Yeah.
I knew that Necrid only existed for Soul Calibur 2, and he only appears in Soul Calibur 2. I was correct about that.
Oh, okay.
He was also created by Todd McFarlane.
Oh, really?
No way. Yeah. What?
He made this for this game?
Are you kidding me?
Necrid only appears in the home release version of Soul Calibur.
Oh, he's on the arcade version. That's right.
He's not in the arcade version.
I'm thinking of Seth McFarlane.
It must have been part of
Todd McFarlane, the guy who created Spawn. Venom, Carnage.
It must have been part of the deal. It must have been part of the deal.
Oh, that's like how who's the singer of Limp Bizkit? What's that guy's name again?
I don't know.
I should know this.
I don't know, man.
So the singer from Limp Bizkit, I should absolutely know who this is. I feel stupid.
You're fine.
But basically, if anyone wants to use his music for a video game, the licensing agreement he worked is you have to put me in your video game.
Really?
So he's all these WWE games. He's in Tony Hawk Pro Skater because they use Limp Bizkit music.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name.
I was correct about Shanghua being the one that has Soul Calibur.
Okay.
In 3, she also has it in 2.
I'm looking up. Gotcha. I'm looking up the guy's name.
Because apparently Necrid's thing is that like he sensed that Soul Calibur is a threat to him.
It's Fred Durst.
They were fighting.
Fred Durst. I should have known that.
That's the guy.
Fred Durst.
So he's in WWE games because the Undertaker used his theme for a while. So he's
that's funny.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Anyway,
lots of cool characters in this game.
I think it's rolling.
They're all very unique.
I'm looking for. I think he's. No, this is off topic. I'm not going to do this. That's stupid.
Can you roll in like a log in Mortal Kombat like you can in this game?
I'm sorry, what?
When you get hit down in the game, you can like hold forward or backward and you do like a roll, like your log.
That's the interesting thing about this game. We didn't even talk about this. So most fighting games
Let's talk about gameplay.
Yeah, most fighting games are a linear field, 2D, and then you go back and forth, and you punch each other, kick each other, swords, etc.
Most games were like that until the release of Soul Calibur the First.
Yeah, so that was the first
one. Oh, the first one did this too?
The first one was actually one of the first ones to even do that at all.
Yeah.
Aside from like, just being able to like step back or forward a little bit.
That's cool. It had a
third dimension. Yep. You could move like forward and backwards in the field, and you could move around characters.
Yeah.
Which is...
Tekken also does this. But I think that's the Tekken also does that. But
you think it came later?
Yeah, okay. It's also the same company, I think.
Oh, Namco owns both of them. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
That's why Yoshimitsu's on top of them.
And they,
that's why they got the same robot samurai immortal character in them.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a robot? I don't know.
Did you know like that? I don't know if you've ever played Tekken.
No.
But have you ever played Tekken?
No.
So in the Tekken games, Yoshimitsu also appears. He also has a sword still, but he just, in the earlier ones, he's just holding the sword in his hand and still uses his fists because Tekken's a fist fighting game.
Oh, sure.
He's just holding a sword and punching with his fist that is holding a sword.
That's so weird.
It's very funny.
Why would they? Well, I guess that game also has like a talking.
That game also has a character whose name is Kuma, which is Japanese for bear because the character. Is a bear.
Yeah.
Just a bear. A bear that didn't learn how to talk, but learned how to understand people talking. He's still a bear. He can't talk.
The lore for these games is crazy.
That's fighting amazing.
Games, he wants to fight.
I fighting games have some of the craziest lore because they can get away with putting whatever into it because like nobody knows the plots of these games because there's like barely anything. Because
the plot
there.
Is what is required to be happening so that this guy can be punching
that
guy.
I think if you ask people the plot of anything games, the only ones that people might know the plot of is Mortal Kombat because there was... several movies and maybe Street Fighter because there was also a movie that sucked but also that animated movie that was apparently pretty good but I've never seen it.
Also the later Mortal Kombat games started to get really cutscene heavy.
They're a little cutscene heavy. They're pretty gory and like sometimes it's
too.
A little too much too. Where it's just like I don't need to see that dude's rib shatter or whatever.
Well yeah, I meant cutscenes like you know story cutscenes. Oh, not sure. Like in mid-fight cutscenes.
Sure. This game has no cutscenes. Oh, I guess people know the plot of Injustice, which is made by the Mortal Kombat guys. But like, there's also... Us. That one had a story mode. That one had like a comic book tie-in.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah. It's good. Like,
something I've just discovered is that this is the first appearance of Raphael also.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, we need to talk a little more about gameplay because like, Raphael's your favorite guy. Raphael's my favorite guy.
Because he's the one that's the best.
Yeah, his like quick sword fencing action is really cool.
That's not true. There are obviously better characters than him. He's just very easy to use.
I don't know what like the tier ranking of this game is, you know? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, so in Smash Bros. Everyone talks about S tier like characters and stuff.
Oh,
who's the S tier characters for Soul Calibur 2?
Let's see if there's like a commonly accepted thing.
I don't know.
I think that the thing about most fighting games, Smash is not like this because the fan base is psychotic.
You're not wrong.
Is that the characters are supposed to be fairly balanced? Like you should be able to win with any of the characters because like that's the whole point.
Right. I don't know if Street Fighter.
So I think it's fairly balanced.
I think if we're like putting them on tiers based on like who do you think of when you think of Soul Calibur. Then I would say like Ivy, the bow staff guy, Keelix.
Yeah,
Keelix very good.
I would say Nightmare. Keelix
also
probably.
Just fun to play too because he's got a big
Raphael.
Old staff.
Yeah.
He's the nunchuck guy. I forget his
and
name.
Valdo Maxi. Valdo
dude,
for sure.
Oh, you might be right about Valdo. I was okay. So Evan,
Valdo
has been on this podcast before. He was over hanging out. Like, hey, I got to play Soul Calibur for the podcast. Do you want to just play with me? He's like, yeah, sure. And, like, I was just beating him most of the time until he started playing Valdo. And then he's just doing this move I could not get around.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just going to keep doing this. I'm like, come on, man. Yeah. But, like,
it comes back to what I was talking about with Link stances.
Yeah.
What makes Valdo, it makes Ivy and some of these other, not Keelix so much, but some of these other characters so strong is that they've got stances where if you can get into them, and like you know what you're doing with them, it can be very powerful.
They're hard.
Because Volta's got a stance where he's just like, I'm crawling on the ground, and also you can't.
Yeah.
Yoshimitsu does super, that weird pogo stick attack. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah.
Like, Yoshimitsu is probably another S tier character because he has a move which is I am healing myself.
What? That sucks.
He has a move that just heals himself. If you can correctly execute it, you have to like sit down and like wait, but you can just heal yourself.
Yep.
So it's an extreme flex to just like
knock the other character out, like, way out of the way, just on the ground, and then just, like, to flex on him, I'm going to heal, and now I'm going to pogo stick on my sword and stab you to death.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And I think he can also do, like, sort of a flying move where he, like,
spins his arm around. Oh, it's like a helicopter thing,
holding the sword.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know if that's in this one or if it's in
three. Oh, man, I should look up some gameplay video. I might do that.
Just watch don't watch it now, but, like, look up look up Yoshimitsu, just people fighting with Yoshimitsu, because he's so crazy. He also has, like, a poison spray thing. Like, if he hits you, you actually get poisoned. I don't know if that's in this one or if it's in another one, but, like,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's definitely another.
He's also pretty creepy looking. He's got, like, red eyes and
he's wearing a blackness. Mask. He's wearing a mask.
Okay.
He's also maybe immortal.
Maybe.
I still want to know.
Don't worry about
it. I still want to know what that lower right character is.
I think it's a character.
New characters.
I think that is character.
Oh, is that what that is? Okay.
Maybe.
The one with the helmet, that might be. What is it?
I have no idea.
Helmet? Which one?
There's, like, a helmet guy.
On the lower right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that might be the character creator.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's so there's, like, some generic ones. It's like Assassin, Berserker.
Oh, yeah.
We never did.
I think they use those in...
That's what those both are. They're both Assassin and Berserker.
I think they use those in Assassin Weapon.
His move list is just taken from Sungyeong. And Berserker's moveset is taken from Rock, who I don't even think is in this game, but it's similar to Astaroth.
I think there's a couple of just, like,
Astaroth
clone characters. So, like, Sophitia is, like, a clone of Cassandra. Yeah. Like, they're not that different, right, if I recall.
Right, exactly.
But
Lizard Man.
It's a lizard who's a man.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, Sophitia is in Soul Calibur 1 and Soul Blade. Or at least there's character art. Nah, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just clicking through the wiki.
Because of the way the things are, almost every one of the main characters, like, has already had a major interaction with Soul Edge or Soul Calibur, even if they're not the one currently in possession of it. Because, like, they need to so that they have a motivation for the fighting game.
Yeah. Okay. So we've talked quite a bit about this. Oh,
here's another parallel that I haven't brought
up.
I
was about to ask you. what are the comparisons between Zelda and Soul Calibur? Because I knew you had some parallels lined up.
So, the one...
And Dark Souls. And Dark Souls.
Oh, well, yeah.
it is the same parallel that I'm thinking of right now.
Okay.
So, we already talked about the similarities and differences between the Triforce and Soul Edge. Like,
right.
I don't think there's that similar, but it's interesting that it's these two, like, component MacGuffin devices that sort of drive the story to some extent.
Sure.
Right.
But I think the main thing, you said it in the intro, and they say it in the intro of the game also, is that it's a tale of souls and swords eternally retold. It's like, what happens is the same thing every time with the same set of people in different combinations.
Right.
Like, what the story of Soul Calibur 2 is your guy that you picked won, and then the thing happened. Mm-hmm. But also the story of Soul Calibur is every other character did that too. And then we're having another game where, like, there's an official what happened between these two games, but, like, kind of we still have the same characters. And we're still doing the same things, mostly.
Yeah. Yeah,
and, like, we still are trying to stop Soul Edge because it's still bad, and
right.
You know, well, the parallel there, like, is that, like, in Legend of Zelda, you know, correct me after I finish speaking, but, like, it's the same sets of people, or, like, versions of the same sets of people dealing with similar kinds of problems, surrounding the similar you know, sources of power and other factors, like. It's not the same story every time, but it's the same sets of things
happening. It's eternally retold. Yeah. Yes.
And I think that's the similarity. That's also what happens in Dark Souls.
Okay.
That's straight up what happens in Dark Souls, is, like, the things that happen in Dark Souls 1 and 2 and 3 are, like, totally disconnected, but also parallel in a lot of ways on purpose, that, like, you're not really supposed to be able to connect A to B to C. It's just,
well,
like,
I've heard that Dark Souls 2 is, like, farther removed than Dark Souls 3. Like, Dark Souls 3 is more related to Dark Souls 1.
Yeah, I think
is.
That's intentional, too, from, like, a game design perspective, that they wanted to, like, have that be very different.
But then
3 kind of brings it back in a way that is, like, that was also this. Is the same thing of happening of, like, death and rebirth and
well, and in Dark Souls 1, you are supposed to be Gwen's successor, I guess.
You can be. But apparently there's... the fire.
Right. And apparently there's two endings I found out. Like, I didn't beat it yet, but like, you can either just leave and then you're the bad guy, right?
Uh huh.
Or you can do the Fire Link, yeah, where you continue on the line of, and yeah, you're new lore.
You get to choose to link the fire to be the next doomed king of a dying kingdom, or right, you choose to not do that and see what happens next.
What did you do the first time you played?
I definitely linked the fire the first time.
Yeah, because that's what I was probably going to do, because I just assumed that's what I'm supposed to do, but
yeah,
I guess you can just walk out and then...
I'm so out of my wheelhouse here.
you're breaking the chain, you're breaking the cycle, like, yeah, which is interesting. That's really interesting.
You're trying to break the cycle, but you kind of don't, because like...
Okay.
In Dark Souls, it's like this thing where like... In the case of Soul Calibur, the story keeps happening. In the case of Legend of Zelda, the story keeps happening, like it continues on. Mm-hmm. But in Dark Souls, all of the stories are happening at the same time, in the same place. Like the fact that the way that they explain summoning in those games is like, you are interacting with a different world that is happening at the same time,
like a multiverse.
Everybody else who is playing the main character of the game is also the main character of the game,
at the same time as you.
And so what happens is, even if you do link the fire or you don't link the fire, somebody else did.
Right.
So the cycle continues. Anyway.
Yeah.
Did you know?
It's cool because...
It's also like in Dragon's Dogma, which I haven't actually beaten, but like...
I remember you playing that too.
If you beat that game, your character becomes the final boss the next time you play
it. Oh, cool.
Right.
Did you know in...
it's kind of like in Pokemon 2.
Did any of you play Infamous? Oh. Probably not, because it's for the PlayStation 3, and I don't think you guys had that.
I remember
Infamous.
It.
They made Infamous 2 based on like the achievements of Infamous 1. And there's... because they had like a morality system, like good and bad, obviously. And more people did the good ending than they did the bad ending and all that. And because they did that, they based the plot of Infamous 2 based on the majority of what people did. But also, like, they had to have known everyone was going to play, like, the good ending. Because the bad ending is depressing. Yeah. And it's, like, not... It's, you get cool powers by playing the bad stuff, but, like, the bad stuff makes you feel bad. And that's not cool.
Yeah.
Mm. So I thought that was an interesting game development choice that they made. But that's kind of what that reminded me of.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
It's a good game.
Cool. So that was the big connective tissue that I wanted to point out.
Yeah,
cool. Things. The other connective tissue that is less obvious is that they're both Western-style games developed by Japanese
developers. That's true. Zelda's very...
Hyrule is a medieval Western-style kingdom. Yeah.
It's very
developed by
German.
Japanese developers.
It's very German.
That's true.
And Nightmare is literally a German
character. That's true.
Much of the action in Soul Calibur takes place in Europe, even if many of the characters are from Southeast
Asia.
That's
true.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the action happens there, but like because Nightmare's in Europe, they gotta go to Europe. Because
he has Soul Edge, or the majority of Soul Edge.
And also Dark Souls is the same thing, where it's like a medieval European type of deal.
Totally.
But it's developed by Japanese.
Yeah, what an interesting I mean, to be fair, I mean, I know we're Western and we're all very European, but like, you know, we live in America, which is not Europe, and we have lot of American-made games that
I think it's a matter of like a particular cultural lens being applied to a different
culture. That's
true. Like the way that the way that people in Japan think of story and think of gameplay and whatever else is not exactly the same as how we think of it here or in Europe.
Well, that's how you get.
But then they look at the stories that are told over here and think, well, I would like to tell a story like that.
That's how you get Final Fantasy
in similar ways because they're they're using that lens. Yeah, it's how you get Final Fantasy too, which is also the fact that, you know, they're not, those aren't connected, but like, there are similar story elements between those games.
That's true.
Too. Like,
even more
it's
so.
It's not exactly cyclical. Things keep repeating, even though they're not really connected. You know,
can you think of a Can you think of a situation or an example of a game where it's the opposite, where a Western company has made a like their view of an Eastern setting? I can't really think of one. It's mostly...
I mean, there's a lot of weebs out there, so there's probably a bunch of these.
That's
games.
True.
It's probably a lot of indie games.
That is true. Yeah. Right.
There's tons of indie games that are like aping trying to do Dragon Quest, which is sort of the reverse, where like Dragon Quest is again one of those games that's like Japanese developers making a Western style RPG, but like American indie developers making a JRPG is like this reflection of that
thing.
That's true. That's not really the same.
Not exactly.
Yeah.
That's true.
true.
We've gone pretty long here. Well, not pretty long. Pretty normal, honestly.
We're getting close. My point is,
what you'd like to discuss?
Are there any final thoughts this game, or anything really big we didn't cover that you guys think we should do?
I don't think we covered a lot of favorite stuff. Okay. Like, I know you guys said your favorite's Raphael, right?
I mean, but I don't have a lot to say about it. He's fun to play as
the one you use. Yeah. Favorite levels, favorite
I couldn't tell you
music
anything.
Tracks.
The intro music's really good. I was planning on putting it somewhere in this episode.
I really like the music. Like, it always got stuck in my head. It's the level where you're almost on, like, kind of a windmill, inside a windmill contraption thing.
That's like
Talon's level. It's gotta be Talon.
Is it? Okay.
Because she's the wind person, so.
Yeah, because you're pretty high up, and you're like on this kind of platform thing, and you can kind of see through
You'll
it.
You'll have to send me it, and it like maybe gears. I'll put in the episode. Who knows?
Okay.
But you have to remember to do that. Otherwise, I'm not looking for it.
Yes. Okay. But I think there's a lot of good music in this game overall. Like, it's very catchy.
The Zelda theme
is
pretty good. I think it was a good rendition of the theme.
Yeah, totally. But isn't it the temple theme from... like the one that's in Melee?
No, it's just the main theme. Like, da-na-na-na-na. Oh, okay.
I thought they also put the temple theme in.
It might be part of the mix.
Sure.
I should have looked into it more because.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm wondering if. I don't know. I took me to the Zelda wiki. I didn't want to do that. I'm looking at the link page to see if they talk anything about just the music in here. But I could just control F. That would make sense. Music. Oh, okay, here we go. When Link wins a battle, the original victory music is replaced by the music that plays the player finds an important item. That's true. I remember that.
Yep, I remember that.
Some instances, the Legend of Zelda theme replaces the stage normal music. Okay, that's literally all it says in here, which is.
And I think Link's stage is the one.
Link doesn't have a stage. Nightmare.
Well, it's Nightmare's stage. It's that cathedral one.
Is it?
Technically. Well, that's where you fight Link. If you're not playing as Link, you fight him in the cathedral level, which I believe is Nightmare's level, isn't it?
Maybe.
The cathedral level is just the level before Inferno.
Yeah.
Oh, for every player?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We played through a decent amount of the arcade stories today. Like, we were at my parents' place. I mean, timestamp, we record this on Easter. But we were at my parents' house. We just set up the GameCube in one of the rooms and just played
through
a bunch of it. We're all just packed in there, just talked about the crazy lore in this game, which was a pretty fun time, honestly, because it was like a weird nostalgia thing. Because we used to play.
I wish I could have been there.
You wish you could have been at our parents' house.
On
a holiday where you should have been with your parents.
And I was. I was with my family.
You were with our parents? Can you tell us? You were in our parents' house while we were there?
Yeah, I was in your basement. That's
why Alex is so late to the record. He had to get all the way back home.
Yeah, from Milwaukee to get
from
to
here.
Madison.
Yeah. No. But for real, though, like this game, playing through it, made me want to like play it with somebody.
Yeah. I played this with Reba. I played this with Evan. I played this with Calvin. I played this with Corey. Not me.
Did Reba win at all?
A couple times, but once I figured out what I was doing.
Who'd she play
as? She played as Link because you gotta, but she played as
You don't gotta. Like, as I mentioned before, it's very clunky and he's kind of one of the
you gotta if you're doing this.
It's not
show.
His fault, but
I still think he has a few moves that Nightmare actually does perform.
There's a couple carryover moves because I know that like a lot of the characters have a move where they raise them in the air and they spin around on their weapon and it does a bunch of damage. Like I think that's
an Inferno special. I think that's Inferno does that.
Voldo does that. I saw Necrom do it.
Well, Voldo is a little freak.
Yeah. So Reba,
he's a big freak. he's super
Reba,
freaky.
When he's in that low stance, he's a little freak. He's very low to the ground.
Okay.
Reba hated Voldo so much. Every time I chose him, she's like, "No, no, no."
Do you want to dislike Voldo even more? Sure. He's supposed to be like 80 years old.
I think I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's like a very old man that you're just beating.
Octogenarian.
Yeah.
The only other character that's the same age as him is Cervantes, who is a zombie.
That's true.
Yeah, he's like
who
a
is,
ghost
who has been
zombie.
Reanimated by Soul Edge because the powers of Soul Edge are whatever's required in this story, and Cervantes can't die because he's a ghost pirate.
And then when Evan was over and he figured out he could beat me with Voldo, Reeve was like, Evan, don't do that. Why are you playing as him? Don't. She was so
Voldo is disgusting.
The creepiest.
Voldo is
and he just like,
unsettling
he's,
to
he
watch.
He makes like noises where he's like,
it. super unsettling.
Did I?
Yeah.
I thought I bought one of the newer Soul Calibers recently. I don't
six
remember.
Is the
for
newest.
Anyone.
Do you own six?
For anybody
I
who.
Did.
Yes, I do. Have
okay.
six.
For anybody who doesn't. You know,
Alex, would you like to play Soul Calibur 6 sometime?
Online.
Sure.
They've polished the gameplay a bunch.
Wait, Calvin, okay. I got a question.
And the story is even crazier than before.
Cool. So. Is it really online?
Yeah, it's a modern game.
Yeah.
Even
oh, wow.
4,
yeah,
it came
out.
4
so
was
that's
online.
The latest one? Wait, yeah. 6 is the latest
yeah.
one?
They don't make like
it came out like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Time
did it come out?
We're talking about 2 that came out 20 years ago.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yeah. Calvin, since you're the...
This isn't like Call of Duty.
Since you've... Yeah, right. Since you played the most Soul Calibur, which of the franchises is your favorite Soul Calibur, do you think?
Mm.
Well, the one that I've played the most is probably 3, because I got that in probably late middle school, high school, and we were just playing that all the time.
That's true.
At my house, other people's houses, all over the place.
PS2. That's
and then
what we had it for.
I played a little bit of... Yeah, okay, so I used to, when I lived with one of my old roommates, he had an Xbox 360 and he had Soul Calibur 4, and we played a lot of that, too, in my college apartment.
Okay.
And that's one of the same people I was playing 3 with, too, so, there's a lot of continuity there.
Which one has the best intro, in your opinion?
What?
Like the intro cutscene?
Like the intro? Yeah, like the intro cutscene. Can you remember them all?
You should see this look Calvin's got. He's just like, what are you talking about?
Take that
about?
As a no. No.
That's not a key part of the game to me. You know why? Because
I know.
As soon as the intro
but
starts,
but the 1 and 2 is
you can
so
hit the
good.
Skip button. You hit that old skip button, and then it's done.
Yeah,
and you can actually play the game.
Yeah.
No, you watch the intro one time when you buy it, and then later you don't have to do that.
And
again.
You watch it 20 years after you bought it because you're like, I haven't played this game
you
in
don't
20
have
years.
To do that though.
When I was a kid, though, I watched that intro cutscene a lot because I thought it was cool, though. You know,
child.
And that's why I knew. That's why I remembered it when we recorded our last episode. Justin was like, how the heck did you remember that?
Yeah.
And I was like, come on. It's a tale of souls and swords eternally retold.
Yeah.
They do use that line in all the games, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, transcending history and the world.
And the world.
Yeah.
A tale
I keep reading,
of souls
the,
and
more
swords.
I read of the fandom wiki here, which I'm... actually minimized for the moment, the more I'm seeing like there's specific ways that they're writing these articles that are like, oh, obviously, of course, you know, every character has a thing that is the what is in their soul. It's like what's in Link's soul is courage.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like is this like, is this something that like, is this editorializing? Did they pull this out of like Soul Calibur official fan, like published company stuff? And just the wording is very strange.
Yeah, that is.
It's like, oh yeah, Link appears in this game because he is transcendent. I'm like, what?
Where's that come from? Yeah.
What? Hey, he's from a different universe, I guess. So that is transcendent.
So, Calvin, didn't totally answer the question. Which one do you think is your favorite Soul Calibur?
Yeah. I think he said 3, basically.
Probably
okay.
3.
That's fair. Which is funny. Isn't that the only one that doesn't have like a guest character after 2?
I think it does have a guest character. I just don't know which
no,
one.
No, it has. That's the one with Vader and Yoda. 4. And
that's 4.
Oh.
I guess I could look it up here.
3 has to have a guest one.
Does it?
Nothing has to happen. Except that Soul Edge will never die.
It's true.
Like Ganon will never die.
Similar.
Look at the characters
but
of
different.
3 right now.
Did you beat Tears of the Kingdom, right, Calvin?
I don't think you did.
Well, I don't even own it.
Oh, you don't?
What?
Wait, no. No, wait, no. Did I?
What the heck, man?
I think I bought it just so Corey could play it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Did you see any of it
remember.
Then?
A little bit. Okay. Hey, we're talking about Soul Calibur 2 here.
I know.
Oh, wait. Relax. Here, guest character. K-O-S-M-O-S.
What
is that? Oh, it's from Xenosaga. What?
Oh, like Xenoblade?
Cosmos.
Yes, Cosmos. You're right. It is. What the heck is that?
What's Cosmos?
She's like a robot. She's got crazy guns.
She is a robot. Which one does she come from?
Xenosaga. It's just the series. But oh, it's the design
is
from
all of them?
Episode 1. Oh boy, I don't know German. Der Willi Zermatt.
Okay, this is crazy because apparently
this is so crazy because apparently
she's only a guest character in that you must unlock all of her component parts in the create a character mode.
Oh, wow.
Once you have that, then you can create her as a character.
That's crazy.
And it unlocks her fighting style. It's like you have to literally build this robot guest character.
Okay.
And that's why I never unlocked her, because unlocking stuff is boring.
Oh, you can also unlock 2B from...
Yeah.
And she's not in, like, the regular screen, so, you know.
2B?
From near
Not
near
in Soul
Automata.
Calibur 3.
It's Soul Calibur 6.
Or not 2B.
I think it's a DLC.
Do you mean near Automata?
They keep adding stuff. They keep adding.
Yeah, that's true.
They keep adding stuff.
Yeah, I
think I'm the only one who says near Automata. Everyone that says Automata.
I think it's Automata. I don't know.
I think that's what everyone says. I'm the weird one.
Whatever. How's it written? It's auto and MATA.
Automata.
Yeah, that's, I think so.
Automata.
It is a robot.
It's not an automaton.
I mean, that's what it's going for.
Automata. I know. That's just what my brain sees. So.
What a weird guest character for 3.
Okay.
Yeah, let's wrap this one up. This has been a fun chat here, but we've been going long.
I knew that we would get up to 2 hours. I knew it.
Souls.
This game's got a lot of... Yeah, souls.
Souls. Everybody say it.
Give me your soul.
That's pretty good.
That definitely blew the... definitely blew it out.
Okay, so Calvin, thank you so. Thank you so much for joining, Calvin. I had a great time. This was
this is a blast.
We had some really crazy stuff here. You definitely antagonized both of us, which is very fun.
No, I didn't.
Okay,
yeah, not surprised.
I could.
At
you
all.
Want me to antagonize you, Alex? Are you ready for for some real antagonism?
You mean this whole time has been?
What if I told you that Legend of Zelda? It's a bad game.
I don't believe that.
The
at
original?
All.
Yeah.
The original?
Yeah.
Legend of Zelda 2? I agree.
All bad. Every single one
I don't
of
believe
them
you.
You're
good.
Bad.
What do you think about that, Alex?
You love Zelda.
Every single game, not good.
Is bad.
The only good ones? The only good ones? On the CDI.
See, now you're
a
liar.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, goodness.
No, I'm not lying.
Yeah, they're bad, as in, like, Michael Jackson's bad. Like, I'm bad.
Yeah, bad isn't good. It's cool. And good.
That's, okay. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Thank you for listening to the Iron
Boots. Yeah, thanks for
listening
to the show. Calvin, is there anything you want to tell the good people at home about?
I just want to shout out Hot Air Popcorn Poppers. I've got a Hot Air Popcorn Popper.
Dude.
That I wired up a switch to because you can't turn them off. But I got mine does because I wired an electrical switch into it.
Nice.
What?
I just want to shout those out. Because you can make popcorn at your house.
Nice. Sounds really cool.
I make popcorn with a wok, actually. That's how I make
that
my
sounds
popcorn.
Like a lot of effort. This one's automated. You just hit the thing and then it goes
pop, pop.
And plus,
true.
And plus, you get the precise control over the amount of oil because it's not in there.
True.
You got to add it after.
Yeah. I add my oil to the wok and you have to put tinfoil over it and.
So, all right, cool.
So yeah, it's
yeah, I know how that works. I'm just saying, I'm shouting out something else.
Alex, do you want to tell anyone anything?
This is fun. No.
You don't want to shout out wok-made popcorn?
yeah, wok-made popcorn. Cool. That's the way to go. You should try it if you haven't. It's much better than microwave. Probably not as good as air popcorn, but
I'm going to once again shout out that video game Boltaro. Which is cool.
Oh, yeah.
And, hey, watch wrestle. Oop, I bumped the thing.
Can't believe you're a Boltaro shill. Can't believe you're paid by
Big Boltaro.
Big Boltaro.
Yeah.
Big Boltaro.
Also, watch WrestleMania. We'll have something cool to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you actually have to cut that up because we might get sued.
By who?
Nah.
I don't know.
It's fine.
Paul Bearer
died.
Paul Bearer is gonna come.
Whatever.
At you.
Anyway, cool. Thank you so.
Now you have to get this out before WrestleMania. comes
it will.
Out.
It comes out Wednesday.
Uh huh.
Whatever.
If it doesn't, then that's gonna be a problem.
Sure.
That's the day.
Anyway, if you wanna get a hold of us, we infrequently post on Twitter. I actually did make a post about us playing this earlier before this episode comes out. You can feel free to email us ironbootsdeepdive@gmail.com. We do read fan mail. It's fun stuff. And
one last thing for Calvin. If you do choose to actually listen to one of our.
So hard to get
this
us out of here.
Every episode.
Justin's trying
just,
so hard.
No, I just, it's important.
Do you not respect him at all?
I'm just helping you, Calvin. I'm helping you out here. Trust me.
How are you helping me out? Explain. Okay. Explain to me.
I'm helping you because I'm telling you, if you do listen to one of our episodes, but apart from this one, because I'm sure you would love to listen to yourself talk.
Yeah, we'll find out.
You should listen to the trivia episode we just did for Wind Waker. Because there's something in it you should hear, and that's all I'm going to say.
You cut out.
Yeah, you cut out.
Oh, really? Did I freeze?
No, you just cut out.
Oh. He should listen to the trivia one we just did.
The Wind Waker one.
Because there's something in it that would benefit him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
Like really?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I can't tell you. I can't tell you about it.
Yeah. You should listen to it.
Not exactly.
No.
I can't tell you about it.
No, but you should listen to it. I'm just telling you.
I got a feeling it's just going to be one or both of you dunking on me for some reason.
No, it's not.
No. But you should listen.
Yeah. Anyway.
If you listen to one, listen to that one.
Previous episode listeners know what I'm talking about. There we go.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Anyway.
Dedicated fans will know exactly what it is they're trying to goad me into doing.
Anyway. I was in the middle of telling about the show where you can find us. We have a Ko-fi if you ever want to.
Derailed that.
Donate or whatever.
I think that's pronounced coffee.
We've had this discussion.
Because that's what I said.
I think it should be because it's like, oh, buy me a coffee.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, anyway,
yeah,
that's
Ko-fi, coffee.
Ko-fi.com/ironbootsdeepdive.
There you go.
Also, I bumped the thing again.
Great.
What I forgot to say, allegedly, AJ has made us another mixed drink.
That's right.
So, AJ, if you got a mixed drink for us, take it away.
Hello, Korox. It's AJ again with another cocktail for the Potion Corner. First things first, very sorry for my audio in the last episode. There were some problems with my microphone. I didn't check it properly, even though I thought I did. Things went wrong. 1,000 apologies. 1,000 apologies. For today, though, we are creating a little bit more of a generic style cocktail. So instead of following any one particular game, we're just going with the classic iconic Kokiri Tunic for Link. Given not only are we covering Soul Calibur, which just has Link there without any sort of other context for a game, but also because you might recall that I had something like that in the last episode, but I wasn't too happy with it. So I really worked on the last week kind of refining that flavor a little bit and seeing if we could make it just a little bit better. And I think we sort of accomplished that. So what we have for this one, we have a lot of the same ingredients. We're going to start with 1 1/4 ounce vodka, like I mentioned. Now, generally, we want a flavorless vodka, but I believe, even though I didn't test this out, I believe that if you use a cucumber-flavored vodka, you could add just a little bit more complexity to the drink, and it might actually mellow it out in some areas. And when we get to the actual tasting of it, that might make it just a little bit more sense. But I think it works pretty well as is. So we're using 1 1/4 ounce of unflavored vodka. We're using 3/4 ounce of Midori. That's going to give us our melon flavor, but that's also going to give us that really nice, rich green color for it. We're going to use 3/4 ounce of Cointreau. We're going to use 1/4 ounce of Saint Germain. That's that elderflower liqueur that I've mentioned. And we've used it a couple times in the past. And we're also going to use 1/4 ounce of lime juice on this one. Now, as you're cutting the lime to make this, make sure you save a big portion of the lime itself. So I would not cut it in half width-wise. I'd cut it lengthwise so you can have a large portion of the peel left. That's going to be for the garnish. We'll get to that later. You're going to take all those ingredients. You're going to put them in a mixing glass or a shaker tin if you don't have a mixing glass. I even don't have one. That's for some really advanced work. But you're going to put that in with some ice, some crushed, and a little bit of crushed ice so that it can dilute faster, and the more surface area is going to make it colder faster as well. You're going to stir that for about 20 to 25 seconds. You're going to strain that into any sort of stemware. Generally, I just use a cocktail/martini glass, but if you happen to have a Nicanora glass or a coupe, either of those would work pretty well. Anything with stemware, really. If you're really stretched, just use a wine glass. I'm sure it'll be fine. So you're going to stir that and strain it, and then you're gonna use a vegetable peeler or even a knife to get as much of a you want the biggest piece of lime peel that you can get. So try to get one that's decently thick. So if you're feeling your limes and you feel like one that has just a little bit of give, you can tell that there's like a really thick rind on the top. That's kind of what you're looking for. The first thing you're going to do after you get this peel is to kind of bend it over the drink itself. That's going to express some of the lime oils, the rind oils onto it. It's going to just give it a little bit more flavor profile, a little bit more of the scent. That's going to just linger on the top of the drink itself. Then what you'll do is you'll lay it flat on a cutting board and you're going to cut two slits onto the width of the peel. What that will allow you to do is you're going to be able to put those slits in alternating fashion on the drink lip itself. What that'll do is, if you've done it right, it should be able to allow the rind to fold over the drink itself, and it's going to kind of resemble Link's hat in the process, or his cap, his hat, whatever you want to call it. And so what's going to happen is, as you're drinking this drink, it's going to give you just a little bit more lime on the nose. We also are going to accomplish that with the oil that we expressed over the top of it, but it's also going to just give that really good lime scent right up, right in your face. Get you a really deep, rich flavor. So not only that, we're definitely going to get our lime in that, but the Midori and the Cointreau are going to really work well together to give you a nice, sweet texture. The Saint Germain is going to help with that too. That's just going to round off some of the edges of the vodka itself, so it's not too burning as you're drinking it down. The lime is going to add just a little bit of sourness to it, but if you've done this right, it should balance it decently well. And we have just a really good cocktail. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it. So yeah, looking really forward to hearing how you guys like that. And like I said, I'm very excited for the next couple cocktails. I know I say that at the end of every episode, but these next couple ones are going to be really, really good. So give it a shot. Let me know how it goes, and we'll see you on the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. Thank you, AJ. That was great. A great drink, if it was there. If not, I'm cutting this entire thing out.
If it's not, we'll just cut all this out. We'll just cut all this out. It was really good. And if it's not there, AJ, wow, I can't believe how much you let us down. You're really dropping the ball on this one.
The
team was really looking forward to
your
contribution to this podcast, and you just couldn't step up to the plate. Maybe next time you'll do it.
Wow, Dragon AJ. Did you realize how AJ spent like 7 drinks for this show already?
It's insane how much work he's done for
and
that.
It's really fortunate that you don't need to leave me saying that in there, just in case he doesn't do it.
Okay,
right.
Cool.
Right? So it's fine.
I think he does have one.
He's supposed
cool.
to.
AJ's a good
we'll
guy.
See.
He's a good
AJ,
guy. He's a nice guy.
He's right. Awesome. AJ's great.
All right.
We love you,
this,
AJ.
Now we're ending the show. Thank you for listening. And
we cracked 2 hours.
Yep. So, and we'll leave you with this. The power of darkness turns the gears of madness once again. Bye.
Souls.
Okay. Awesome.
Transcending history and the world.
And the world.
The world.
A tale of audio issues eternally retold.
That should be the intro.